I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
The one. Bring me mine.
Set up. I'm going to start because
there we go.
Okay.
People have jobs.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Moms and Merlot. This is special because it's Wednesday.
I'm hot.
You're hot?
I'm hot.
Hot.
Two drops.
Are you going into early menopause?
No, that's me.
All right, guys. My name is Vanessa.
Too real.
Too real.
Hashtag too real, guys.
And with me, as always, is Christy. I'm going to push through this intro, you guys.
Hello.
Christy and Stephanie.
Hey, guys.
Hashtag early menopause, Stephanie. And a special guest tonight, we have Q.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, at least I'm not dying, okay?
Yeah.
Which is, again, important.
Update to our listeners.
Well, no, they got updated on Annie's episode.
I was like, I was like, Stephanie's not dying.
I'm not dying. Hi. Well, for those of you that didn't listen, since Christy wasn't able to be with
us. Guys, it's been a while since
the three of us have been together.
Actually, since Q's been with us, too. Yeah. Like, actually, the four of us in the same room has been a while.
Yes.
Because we were able to record a whole bunch of episodes within a very short period of time.
Because we knew we were going to have to take, like, a long break.
Yeah, so we would not, like, leave you guys hanging with that new episode. All for you, people. All for you. Are you shedding?
No. Ladies shedding on me. Your winter coat is coming. Your winter coat is coming.
Your winter's coming?
Okay. Yes, lady, that's a boop. That's a boop.
Yep. Ladies sexually harassing Q right
Sorry.
Now.
I know. You're a lesbian. I know it.
We didn't sexually harass Q enough when she was here.
Okay, well, we didn't, like, touch her. Verbally harassed her.
Well, it's still sexual if it's verbal. It's the same thing.
Okay, I kind of welcomed it.
I was just saying she welcomed it.
Like, guys, ask me all the questions.
She didn't tell us to stop. If she would have told us to stop.
Clearly, she wanted it. Did you not see how she was dressed that day? Come on.
She had a shirt that said Lesbro.
I had a shirt that said Lesbro and, like,
and
short shorts.
Yeah,
she came. I'm not sorry. We really
what
do apologize. Okay. Let's talk about our wine, guys. Actually, before we go into it, today we're doing a special episode because we wanted to do kind of like...
Well, it was a listener request episode.
Yes, it was a listener request. It was all kind of like a simultaneous idea. Like, I got the message from the listener and a message from Q, like, within 20 minutes of each other. Thank you, Sarah, for messaging us. To get our reaction to our last two episodes where we sat down with a medium. So before we do that, I wanted to just talk about the wine from that episode because we never got to talk about it because the government cut us off and or our battery ran out, whatever. Last time we drank a decoy from the Duckhorn Vineyard. It was a Merlot. I loved it. Got me drunk. Fantastic. Good choice, Vanessa. High five. Did you guys like it? I liked it.
I didn't have much left by the time I got there because I tagged into the episode late, but Q gave me backup wine.
Yes, I did.
She did.
Yes, I did.
I wrote it down because I am responsible.
You drank most of that wine yourself because I had a killer migraine that night. And
I got really drunk that night.
I had a beer that I wasn't going to drink until we started 20 minutes into the episode. And I was like, oh, I need a beer. Yeah.
The other wine was a I can't read this. Cloisonne.
It's sure.
French. It's a French one. It was a cab.
Was it good?
It was good. I liked it.
It was good.
Okay.
I laughed listening back to that. I'm like, Q has wine. It's a dollar.
I was like, Q does not sell wine for a dollar.
I was, but like, the sign was like on the other very side far of the room. It looked like
the five looks like the dollar. It's five.
Yeah, but the five looked like the money.
It's five like for a glass, not
yeah,
for,
not right like for the bottle. But I was like, this bottle is like for you to drink. And I was already sitting in the episode. I was like, here, trust me, have it.
I was very quiet.
You are going to need this.
Yeah.
Because I was quiet. And when I got there, I was listening and drinking what little wine there was left. And I was like, I need more. Mm-hmm. Like, I mm-hmm can't speak until I need I need some more wine. And Q.
Yes. Yes.
Accommodated.
I did.
But let me tell you, I think
he's such a lovely host.
If it says, if I think I said it in the comments, I was like, if it was a dollar, I'd be here every day.
We would be sold
and then
out.
I also
all
need
the time
to know where the hell you're buying wine so cheap that you could sell it for a dollar.
Trader
money
Joe's.
I was about to say like $2 Chuck.
No, not even
fast for a dollar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, guys. So right now,
new marketing right there.
Yeah,
the right mamas are drinking a 14 Hands Winery Hot to Trot Red Blend, and Christy was kind enough to bring RQ a Rufino Pinot Grigio,
which is actually my favorite. Pinot Grigio is always my fave.
Good job.
So
good job, Christy.
I got you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Chin chin.
And I feel not the Rufino. The Rufino we have tried before because we've done the Chianti before.
I like that. That's like my favorite of like the affordable wines. That's the one that that's usually my go-to. Yeah.
But I know that the 14 Hands, someone recommended this to us.
And Chrissy's so old, she forgot who you are. So,
well,
I don't remember these
it's
things.
It's not in our list.
Oh. It's not in our list of, oh, wait, but I'm looking at the ones we actually drank. What about the
you
ones
have to look
that,
at the
like,
ones
recommendations?
Yeah, we have two separate lists.
It's Wednesday, guys. It's after work. All of us are a little
it's
fried.
Okay. It's a short week because everybody's got Friday off. So,
I don't see it.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you guys don't have Friday off?
No, I don't.
No, I work Friday.
I work Friday too.
I'm sorry. I don't work on Friday.
My heart hurts for you guys.
I work Friday. My kid has school though, so when?
I don't.
Mine don't.
Your kid has school?
Yeah, his school doesn't.
This is daycare.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was
Well, all of our school, like, we don't have to go on Friday. You guys.
Nathan goes to like a preschool that runs like a daycare on days that like, for like, okay, let's say
like legal holidays kind of thing.
Yeah, like let's say you have your kid, you have one kid in the school and you have your older child, like your 4 or 5 or 6 year old in the regular school.
Usually all of our school does that too.
Yeah, you can bring them over.
One day daycare.
Right.
I remember I used to go to my brother's daycare.
Yeah.
When I didn't have school.
So yeah, they're like, I actually was like, oh, are they open? And then I looked at the schedule and like the next time they close is like Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, they take my kids.
Can I send my kids there? Sure. I can ask.
Well, it's fine. I'll keep them. I'm going to Disney, so.
Oh, fuck you.
I just came from Disney, so I'm not that jealous.
Fuck you, too.
Well,
no, I work on Friday and then we have the game night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff wants to go.
Yeah, Jeff, I think, was talking to me about it. He was trying to get me to spend more money at a game shop. I was like, stop talking to me.
He likes spending. Did he call you when he went to Cool Stuff?
Yeah. Fucker. No, yeah. He messaged me. He was like, so this was on sale. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go over there. And I was like, no, I can't. Man, my wife is going to kill me. And he was like, I'm happy that I'm contributing to your
Jeff is
your
such
expenses.
A bad influence. He does that to fucking everybody.
Yeah, he really does.
He's like, look what I found.
And then I made him buy the Sherlock game because I was the one that talked about it so much to him that he wanted to go out and get it. And now
but
I have
I
to
also
go back.
Help I contributed I bought him a Funko. So
yeah, thanks.
It's more a red stormtrooper.
No, granted, it's
really cute.
Pretty awesome.
It's really fucking cute.
Who did you just become?
Me. I miss you guys. Sometimes I have to talk to myself like other people.
Why
so
are you taking
so
like why did you become me for a second?
Did you what not hear what I just said? Sometimes I miss you guys and I have to pretend like you're talking to me even when I'm alone.
Sweetie, do you talk the
guys,
voices in your head
I started
are
therapy, guys.
It's so hot.
All right, let me go check.
Chrissy's having a hot flash. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, what is happening?
You look like you're 12. I don't know what the fuck you did to yourself.
People are freaking out because I did my roots. I hadn't done my roots in like 6 months. And I did my roots and they're all like having a nervous breakdown.
Yes.
You look weird.
They got too
look
used to you.
Good.
What I normally look like.
Yep. I'm not saying that you look bad weird. There's a possibility that people could look good weird.
No, that's not a thing.
It is. Like my friend, when she got her nose job, she showed up at my house. She looked amazing, but it was super fucking weird.
But you didn't tell her that it was weird.
Oh, I told you. look super weird right now. I'm like, you look amazing.
That poor girl was like, I need a reimbursement for this.
She goes, and
what a waste of money.
Yeah. And she even goes, oh no, I've looked in a mirror. It's fucking weird.
So when I start getting my Botox, are you going to tell me I look weird?
Yes. Yeah.
It's coming in February.
I'll tell you, you look amazing, but it's weird for me.
Wait, you're getting like Botox in February?
I'm getting,
she gets migraines.
Because part of the whole I'm dying thing, like part of the whole treatment process is to do the Botox for migraines.
Oh.
So I just can't go till February because they're booked solid.
Got it.
So I have my appointment like February 27th.
I can't wait to see you and you like always look surprised.
Thanks.
Oh.
Because, you know, what Stephanie needs is something to limit her emotion.
That's what Stephanie needs. And she's holding the laughter. Oh, but starting in February, she'll be able to actually laugh because we won't know what she's feeling.
Very sad.
Or she'll be mad and it'll look like she's laughing.
That being.
Resting bitch face takes on a whole new level.
That he's going to like project movies onto my
Oh my god.
Can we just project like different like emoji feelings?
That would be perfect.
Just the word sad.
The bottom half of my face will still move. I'm not getting it like in the cheekbones. I would like to get it in my frown lines. But I mean like in my smile lines, but that's not covered by
You said it right. Frown lines. You were right.
that's not covered by my insurance. So, you know, only the forehead like stuff is covered by my insurance. So
apparently I did not listen to instructions.
Are you wearing your shirt inside out?
No, I'm not, but like I have a tag that's bothering me.
Why are you 70 today?
I don't know. I really am. But I was like, why is this bothering me?
And
I
you haven't insulted her in a while.
Look at this. What does it say?
I can't read.
It says please remove before first use.
Good job.
Oh, that's okay. You're I've had,
oh, is that one of those like security tags?
I think it is because it's hard. But I've had this for about 5 years.
Oh, well then.
This is not a new blouse. This is
like, well, apparently you're not. I know this. You're not supposed to laminate your social security card. And
I learned that.
Mine is definitely laminated.
You're not supposed to.
No,
I don't even know.
It says it on the back of the card. Do not laminate.
Yeah, I actually had a laminated one of my other social security card. So now my new name social security card is actually appropriate. And like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna break it because it's super flimsy.
Yeah. Which is, I don't understand why you can't laminate it. Like, I don't know what the point of that is.
Did you legally change your name?
No, because it costs so much money. And me and Vanessa were like, what the fuck? I'm not going to spend. We didn't want to do it right away. And we're still in like a battle. I kind of agreed to Thompson Rodriguez, but that was only if we were going to have like a kid within the next year. And then she's already scrapped that. So now I'm like, well, I don't know. Now we're going to have to go back with the name with my name first. So.
Oh, because it's not the merging or the hyphenation.
No, she wants it's which one comes first. Right.
You should just go
right.
Alphabetical. That's really the most fair way to do it.
Right. And that's what I was going to do, which would mean that my name goes first. Right. But she was like, I don't know. I was like, you know what? If you promise me that we'll start working towards a kid in a year, I'll let your name be first. And she was like, all right, cool. I screenshot that shit. I printed it out. I have it in the scrapbook.
And Mary does that shit to me too. So
and then she
I don't
reneged.
Agree to anything.
She reneged. And I was like, I'm so glad I haven't changed my name legally yet because now my name is going first.
Yeah. No. See, I put my name as my middle name.
Yeah.
So
that's
mine's
what I did
still
too.
There. Oh. It's still living there, which is actually great because I just realized today that my voter registration card still has my maiden name. But it's okay because
your driver's license
has my maiden name.
Okay.
So,
all right. So,
okay. So,
so I guess we should get started on the reason we're recording this.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Let's do that.
Because Vanessa talks to strangers.
And then strangers talk to me. Let's be clear. Strangers talk to me because I thought I had a pretty good resting bitch face going on so people wouldn't talk to me.
In what world do you have a resting bitch face?
I don't smile at people. Like, maybe
your eyes smile.
I guess
your eyes smile.
You're a pleasant person.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Like, I don't
you
feel like
an approachable.
I am.
You give,
but
you,
I do.
You have an approachable demeanor.
Because okay. Before I even knew you at work, like I was like, okay,
you knew I was married to Neri.
That could have meant that you were crazy.
I mean,
that would have been reason to
sometimes
stand away.
I think that is the case. But that is neither here nor there. So
Neri,
I mean, we discussed this on the episode. When we first started recording, but there was a lot of talking over each other. There was a lot of excitement in parts of it. There was parts that Stephanie and I were both talking at the same time, and I have no idea what the fuck was. And I was there, and I have no idea what we said. But so I went to Publix to order cupcakes for Oliver's birthday. Oh, And today, recording date, is Sophie's birthday. My baby. Yeah, I cried so hard last night when I said goodnight to her. She's like, Mommy, why are you crying? I'm like, because I don't want you to turn six. She was like,
six is a big age.
She was like, Mommy, I have to. Tomorrow's my birthday. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Total logic. Like, total. Yeah. Like,
she's like, there's nothing I can do about it. Like, tomorrow's I can't change this
for you.
Yeah. So I went to Publix to order cupcakes for Oliver's birthday. And I'm like thinking back and remembering I was actually being helped by a woman that was working at the bakery. And then he came out of nowhere. He's like, no, I'll do it. And then he started like, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I didn't even realize he was the manager. Like,
right.
I don't know if he said that.
Whatever. I think he did. No, yeah, he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yes. So he like started taking the order and then he's like looking at Sophie and Sophie was already kind of like going all over the place and he's like, yeah, your daughter's clairvoyant. And I'm like, excuse me? What? Like, what the fuck did you just say to me? Like, I don't know what's going on. So then the way you heard him talking on the podcast, that's how he was talking to me. And like I said last week, I was just looking at his face and trying very hard not to burst into hysterical fits of laughter. Because
right.
How the fuck do you react when somebody starts telling you your child is clairvoyant and you need to do A, B, and C to help her sleep and her favorite color is pink? And I'm like, this is really fucking creepy. Like, really creepy. But then, like, the more stuff he started to say, I'm like,
oh, okay,
it makes sense. I mean, like the favorite color thing, she's a girl, anybody,
pink is easy.
It's easy, and technically her favorite color is purple. Like, it depends on the day.
You know, that was gonna be my guess. I must be clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. I was gonna go with purple.
Totally. You're totally in tune.
I am.
So then, you know, I left, I finished my order, I left the bakery, I texted the girls, and they're like, you need to get him on the podcast. I'm like, back to the bakery we go. So that's
Stephanie said, true. You need to get him on the podcast. Christy said, fuck it, Simon. I don't deal with this shit.
I was very surprised at how few questions you had on the podcast because you always have questions. Our fucking hashtag is Christy has questions.
Yeah. I don't want to know shit.
I do. I like knowing. I didn't want to know like future stuff, but I like who wants to talk to me? Who's passed away that wants to talk to me? Like I miss people. I want to talk to these people. But I mean,
so much happened.
I had so many questions, and then halfway through it, I stopped asking the questions because I realized that every answer was like
and so on and so forth.
Or well, that's not really my area. I'm just here to do, I don't know, everything but what I was asking him. and then I also felt bad because I'm like, well, this isn't my podcast. Because if it was my podcast, fine. I would have roasted him. Like, I just would have roasted him immediately. But I didn't want to. I was trying to be nice. And
thank you for being nice.
I know. But even my wife, when I got home, she was like, so did you roast him? I was like, no, I didn't roast him. It's not my podcast. I was being friendly. And I was really I felt like I was, in a way, I was almost like trying to give him like, you should answer this one, like, because this is a very simple answer that you can give and not sound so crazy.
Yeah, that was the problem with me, was like, there were so many turns in the story. And then he would start talking about somebody else. I'm like, how did we get, you know, over here when we were talking about us? Like, I knew he was trying to give examples. I feel like my problem with him is, he's not a very good speaker. Like, I mean, obviously he can speak, but I mean, like, public speaking, like explaining himself. It was,
you have voices in your head. It's very hard to clearly listen to one of them.
Well, that's why he told me he's not on like Facebook and Instagram and on all that stuff, because with all the voices in his head, it's just more noise. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But here's my phone number. So can you be on our podcast?
Like, oh my God. Like, first of all, I laugh because. The first,
Stephanie
like,
had to take a phone call, guys. That's why she.
Yeah, yeah. The first like 20 minutes that we recorded with him,
I was not there.
You weren't there. It was the most logical sense he made, because it was,
yeah.
Because the first 20 minutes, he's just talking about what it is to be a medium, which anybody can answer if you've researched it, if you've been into it, it's something that's okay. And then, you know, he started naming like different religions and things like that. So I was kind of like skating with him, and I was just like, well, I kind of know this information too. I've dabbled in spirituality and in energy and in all of that other stuff. So I kind of was just like, oh, okay. And my favorite part of like the first half of that recording was, and I wish you would have been there, because I'm pretty sure you probably would have called something out, Christy. But so we're talking, and all of a sudden he makes an example of Jedis, right? And he did this throwaway line, and they're coming back, by the way. But like I was saying, so on and so forth, and nobody called that out. And I'm just sitting there like, nobody's gonna just.
Oh, no, we went back to it later. That's what bothered you. What bothered me listening back to it was that he said, "I am one."
He's a Jedi? I missed
he
that part.
He said he's a Jedi.
I think I was so caught up with the fact that Jedis were coming back that I was just like, is nobody going to call that out?
He's like, because the Jedi are real, blah, blah, because I am one. And then they're coming back. And then I'm like, what? But because he talks so like,
right, you can't
circles,
even like, wait, sir, hold.
But that, and that's why I was so confused, because when he was going into like, when you pass away, you have 72 hours, and then like your spirit kind of goes into a coma for 20 years, and then you can come back and talk to people. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, what? Like, what? Like, yeah. I don't, I'm so confused. And he's like, oh, and then you have to wait 100 years before you can come back into a body. And I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, he's like, and your spirit has to rest. I'm like, I thought the whole point of your spirit resting was you were dying.
Like, that like, was the resting
die,
part.
And once you die, your spirit is resting.
I this is like a problem, like, cause I believe to a certain extent, I believe in things like, spirits to an extent. Like, I've had my own personal experiences with ghosts or
I believe in that shit a lot.
Energies or whatever. I've had things happen to me after friends have passed away or family members have passed away. So I have like this weird like thing for it. But then you talk to somebody like that who's telling me that Jedis have returned and that he's a Jedi and that J.K. Rowling is a clairvoyant. And then you're like, man, this is what gives other mediums or people in the same area kind of like that stranger danger. You're a weirdo. I don't know if I should believe what it is that you're saying,
yeah,
kind of deal. And so it was just... I at one point I had a lot of questions and then I just stopped.
I was sitting there when I walked in, the entire thing in my head was, okay. I'm bringing my knife.
And you had my taser.
My taser and my knife were in my bag.
I'm so, you look at you like a trooper coming in, like, I'm going to have to shank somebody.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. So, and then I was like, I don't know what this guy looks like. I don't know the size proportion I'm dealing with here. So I walk in and he's like a bigger-ish, like, I guess you, not like huge, but tall and like chunky.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
he's a husky guy.
He's husky. Yes. Husky is a good word.
Husky is better than chunky.
So when I walked in and I saw him sitting there, husky is better than chunky. Write that shit down.
Oh, no, I already have a title.
Oh, okay. And I sat there and I looked and I was like, okay, so there's four of us. I'm like,
we could take them.
We could take them. So, okay, I'll sit down now. I was like, I'm pretty sure Q's got something here.
Oh, I have so many things.
There was folding chairs. We could have gone like so WWE, like
yeah. So that was where I first, and I'm like, I read the room. When I arrived, it was a lot of silence, which is very un-Christy because I was taken in the room.
Right.
I was assessing the exits. I was assessing, you know, the clothing he was wearing. What could he trip on if I pushed him over? Like, these are the things that were going through my brain because I'm thinking stranger danger.
Yeah.
Because that's where mommy brain goes to. And I have mommy brain with friend mom. Like, I am the friend mom of my friends. So I've always had stranger danger in my head. Now that I'm an actual mom,
it's even worse, right?
It's even worse. So yeah, that's where the first like 15, 20 minutes of me there, that silence. And then I get there and you drank all the wine. So it's sober,
Christy. When she went to the bathroom.
Yep.
So and drank your wine while you were in the bathroom. Not right now.
I wasn't in the bathroom. I was in the
last floor. Time. No,
last
well,
time.
I know.
Last time. Last the night, the well, day wait. With the medium.
The day
sorry,
of the recording.
I had to take a call with the client. I'm so sorry. I had to step down.
But yeah,
so, it's work related.
The fuck? So is this.
17 cents, Stephanie. 17.
Yeah, because I went to go hand you the mic because I was really just filling in for you. And you were like, no, I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I was like, no. Please take this goddamn mic.
I needed to assess the room.
Please, I'm done with this. I'm done with
this. I needed to assess the room. I need to assess what the threat level was. Okay. I have watched enough TV. I needed to put a number. If anybody's watching Legends of Tomorrow, there's an anachronism level that he needed to be placed on. This was it a threat zero or a nine?
Right now,
he was like at a four. He was a saber-toothed tiger right now, and I was like, no sé. So then I was listening, and then I was like, oh, so he's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. Again, we could take him. Now I'll start talking. Give me alcohol.
You know what? It was one of those things. Like, first of all, so. When you messaged, when Vanessa messaged me to ask if the studio was open to record, she's like, you know, Stranger Danger, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, of course.
I didn't even put two and two together with Stranger Danger until Neri was like, I do not want this man in my house. And I'm like, but why?
I had a conversation with Jeff. I was like, so Vanessa wants to have the median on. Now she's like, how are you doing with that? I'm like, I don't talk about those things because Christy's way of dealing with ghosts and spirits is to ignore them. Like, yeah, I know they're there. I'm cool with you. You cool with me? We're good. So I was like, okay. And then he's like, yeah, he's going to go over to, they want to record at the house. And Jeff just looks at me with his face like, what did Nir say? Cause he was like, that just doesn't make sense. He's like, are the kids going to be there?
No, so I'm then like, she tells me that, and I was like, yeah, of course, yeah, like, we're fine. And then, so it's like 2 days later, and I forget to tell my wife, and I was like, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, Mamas and Merlot is going to record here because they met some median somewhere, and we're going to bring him over, and Neri's all scared of all Stranger Danger in his house. And she was like, oh, so Stranger Danger in her studio. I was like, well, it's like a business. He could walk in here whenever.
Exactly.
So
it's a public location.
Yeah, I was so technically, I mean, he probably already knows that this exists because, you know, he's like clairvoyant and shit. So
because he's a medium.
So, yeah. And then she laughed because the minute she left, she was like, oh, my wife is a jerk half the time. I get a text message the minute she leaves because she was there enough to meet him. And she was just like, hey, did your median know he should be not wearing like flip flops or something like that? Like, she made a comment about
part of the flip flops was, that's how I know I can push you over and you can't chase after me.
Yeah. She made a comment about something like,
yeah, but he would have seen it coming.
Totes.
Oh my God. I mean, what do you, I wish that like, I knew what to say. Like, I know that this is like a follow-up episode, but really, like, the whole time I was wondering, like, how the fuck did we end up in this part, like, this situation?
Vanessa. Vanessa.
It's his fault.
Vanessa's fault.
No. It was Stephanie's fault because she told me to bring him on the podcast.
Why do I feel that this conversation happened in high school?
No.
Or in college.
No.
Like, at some point, it was like,
she made me put his penis in my mouth.
What?
That escalated quickly.
Wow.
That was a hypothetical that never happened.
Excuse
that never
me?
Happened.
Yeah.
That never happened, Neri. It never happened.
That went from cheer camp to that real fucking quick.
Still Stephanie's fault.
The one, let me tell you, the reason I say it is because I have, like, my best friend that lives in Texas now. Like, we were, like, just fucking traumatic in college. And she had a boyfriend I didn't. But she wasn't, like, she didn't cheat, but she got close. She never cheated, though. Like, she just did things that your girlfriend really shouldn't be doing. No. She really, I swear to God, she never cheated, but she was in places where a girl that had a boyfriend probably shouldn't be at.
Correct.
And her boyfriend
like, if somebody saw something questionable.
No, more is like, oh, let's go to this party at this guy's house. But you have a boyfriend. So, okay. Is he coming?
He's not here.
So, I remember a conversation that they had when we were in college, and they were arguing, and he was like, but I don't understand. Why do you always have to go wherever Christy goes? Straight faced. She goes to fun places and I want to be there.
That's a good excuse.
I looked at her and I was like, I'm walking away now, though.
Oh, this was in front of you?
Oh, in front of me.
Oh, lovely.
Because it was basically, I was in the area, and they were getting a little bit drunk. And then, because we were going to leave where they were to go to a party that my friends were, like, mm-hmm. I was in sorority, and so the other frat
was having a party and I wanted to go because that was the guy that I liked was over there. So her boyfriend, who was in another fraternity, was like, well, why are you leaving my party to go to that party? Because I'm going with Christy. Why do you have to go with Christy everywhere?
Yeah.
And that's when she was
Christy's
drunk.
Christy's really fun.
Because Christy goes to fun places.
By the way, I have cliff notes of what I was sending Stephanie Mayer Sr. as we were in this. And I believe I started with, I can high five his astral self.
I think you did. I believe that somebody high fived something.
Because I remember him saying that he had his astral self was above his head. And I
because it was taller than him.
Because like, it was taller than him.
Like,
it.
How is your astral self?
Yeah. What? But and he was a tall dude.
Yeah, he's not short.
No, he wasn't short. He wasn't short, but he was pretty tall. I wrote here. I can high five
just for Dave.
Yeah, I can high five his astral self. He's not good with futures or dreams because that's an, oh, and then he was the first medium ever in all of history.
I have to say that's I know that was like the first thing he said, but that's where he lost me.
Right. So, because that means that you were above Buddha.
When you're gonna say that you're a Brahmin, which or the reincarnation of Brahman, which like I've assigned Siddhartha as assigned reading to my students when I was a teacher. I've read it many times. Like I know what this is about. No.
I know.
Mr. Superman, no home.
Like, I literally put. I was like, he's the first medium ever of all time, and he was in the making of the planes. And she was like, what? It's like, no, I'm serious. Then I know I wanted to test him. And I wanted to see if he knew a friend of mine that had passed.
Oh, I wanted to ask you about that. How?
No, he was totally off.
You missed the couch. Because me and Q at the couch.
I was sitting on the floor.
We were sharing the mic. And we're like, I look at her and I go,
was that real?
Nope.
And that was really my test. I was just like, if you are going to know anything, because it's easy to just be like, you know, to assume. You look at somebody and you assume. You see Sophie, you assume she's a girl. She probably likes pink. It's probably her favorite color. So I wanted to see if I can push it. And then he kept doing that. That's not my thing. What I'm really here for are the twins and the twins and the twins and the
triplets.
Twins.
Triplets.
Oh, you see? Look at that. Too many of them. Triplets. Although you're having twins. That was what it was, right?
Yes,
Steph, you're having twins. You're having twins.
Allegedly.
And I also...
They put in the paperwork.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me and they've Jeff had like all sorts of random shit that I was like...
They've been ordered.
Oh, and I also put apparently Dave is not Steph's soulmate I sent to Steph.
Yeah. That's okay. Jeff isn't Christy's either. And then Christy sends us a screenshot the next day of Jeff telling her, you know what? Fuck it. I want him divorced. If we're not soulmates, why bother?
That's all my
You guys should have put that on the Instagram.
That's all my husband did.
We totally put it on the Instagram now.
You should have totally put that up on the Instagram.
He'll send it to me again.
No. We have a screenshot somewhere?
Yeah, we have a screenshot. I'm sure.
Yeah, there has to be because that was classic. But yeah, like... I didn't know what else.
I got home and I told David, I was like, so apparently you and I are not soulmates and my soulmate and I broke up like
many lifetimes ago
because I'm such a pain in the ass that even my soulmate could stand me. So
the person who's supposed to be attached.
Literally made for me.
Can't stand you.
Literally my perfect match. Can't stand me and needed a fucking break.
Like, I need about 100 years.
We were on a break.
Yeah, like Ross Gellard, my ass.
With the girl from the coffee place.
Well, I mean, two lifetimes ago, he's just about to wake up from his spiritual
coma. I mean, come on.
So
give him a break.
If my soulmate happens to be Jason Momoa, that's totally fine.
God damn it, I'm sick with Mary.
Yeah. You and I were the only ones whose soulmates who were with our soulmates. I think it's the only thing I said to Vanessa. I was like, the only thing he said that I cared half about was the fact that you're my soulmate.
No, I really liked what he said about kids picking their parents, like that you choose your parents. So I feel like our children chose us. So that means
I would never
somebody
in
likes
10,
us.
10,000 years choose my mother. So
well, you chose your father.
Well, whatever. I don't know how much I believe that.
My problem with what he said that was like, that was of any to give any weight to isn't stuff that was just from him. It's stuff from books and from other mediums and things like that, because there's a book about like funny things that kids say, and it's a lot about kids saying I chose you, mom, and things like that. And so there's been this history of stating that kids quote unquote pick the parents, right? And that's how they,
but I like that makes me feel special and wanted.
Yeah, of course,
especially when I want to drop kick my kids across the room.
And you're like, oh, you chose me, so you knew I was gonna drop kick your ass. That's why you chose me.
You made me chip my tooth, motherfucker, but you chose me.
Was there anything that he said at all that's outside of the basic that you were like, okay, you kind of know what you're talking about?
I did not mention a damn thing to him about Dave, and there were certain things that he said about Dave.
My favorite was what he said, how he's tedious. Was it tedious? Was that the word he used?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About Dave's personality that were like spot on.
Okay.
But after thinking about it later, I'm like, maybe he just like took a bet on the fact of like that whole opposites attract thing.
Right.
And I talked about a lot about myself, really.
Right.
Shocking. I mean, I always do that, so whatever. Least I know my flaws, so whatever. It's fine.
Stephanie talks about herself, you guys?
So
shut up.
You own who you are, so it's fine.
I really do own it, so I don't fucking care. Fuck you. I don't care. But so I don't know if maybe he just like took a shot in the dark and was just like, well, let me go for the fact that maybe she's just married somebody that's the complete opposite of herself. Or maybe he binge listened to our podcast.
Well, I know he had listened to a few episodes, because I know he had said that before when we were first setting up. He did mention that he had been listening to it in the car.
He had been listening to it, but then like he also didn't remember like really simple little details about certain things. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
like, there wasn't much that he said that like got me, like, because when he did start talking, like, or when I did open up to like ask him or allow him to speak, some of his things were completely off. Like, because I did not allow him to talk about my kid.
Right.
I just did.
Yeah,
not
you
want
were like,
that.
And no,
yeah. Nothing about. So I let him talk a little bit about Jeff, and yeah, no, me and Jeff not soulmates, but I did like what he said that like, even though we're not soulmates, that everyone around us, even my soulmate, is impressed at how compatible me and Jeff are.
Right.
Okay. Which it kind of reflects, like, that's the one thing that I was like, okay, I can parallel that, because that's all I hear.
Right.
Like, that's one of the things that when somebody meets me and somebody meets Jeff, they're like, yeah, you guys are just like makes two sense. Sides of the same coin.
Right.
So that I hear a lot. So that was like, okay, well, score one.
Yeah, it was something he said, and it was also, I think, something he had also said about you and Dave. Like, he might not be your soulmate, but he's the most compatible one in this lifetime.
Yeah, he's the closest thing you're gonna find in this lifetime.
Which makes sense, you know, to word it in that way. I guess I would want to ask the other median. Is that like do they have like a call sheet? Like, you know, when you're like, you're working with telemarketers,
you said they
have,
all know each other.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and then we all have spirits. My spirit was apparently, whoever was my guide was apparently very skeptical of him, with reason. Which I also thought weird, because at first I was just like, well, wouldn't my spirit recognize a median to be able to be like, okay, yo, don't worry, this person is cool because
I
know them.
He's half evil.
Oh, you're right. He is both the good and the bad all together.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like he didn't say, I'm
he said a lot
expert
without
in this.
Saying enough, well, saying without anything. Saying anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, you might meet somebody who's like, well, I'm really good with card readings. You know, yes, I'm in the spiritual world, but this is what I'm good at. I'm good at tarot card reading.
So, 2 weeks later, I met another medium.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently.
Are you just like the medium whisperer?
Well, according to this medium, who was female, super sweet girl, and I really want to be her friend.
We're going to have her on the podcast.
Yes, she's already agreed, and she's really nice. And I think we would all like her a lot more. She has a more faith-based approach to her practice, I guess, where she... Like, I was talking to her about, like, some of the issues that I've had with Sophie, and, like, the night... That same night, like, I met her in the morning, and that night, like, Sophie had a fucking sleepwalking episode that terrified me to my core. Wow. And I did not sleep that night.
Yeah, like, we got messages about
that. Yeah, like, I was like, it's 2:30 in the morning, and I'm still staring at the ceiling, and it's 3:30, and now it's 4, and then my clock's gonna go off in 15 minutes, and I'm still awake. It was one of those. And basically, Sophie just like woke up, got out of her room, and I'm like, hey, mama, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing. Walked to the playroom. So I'm like, this is creepy. And I got up and I'm like, mama, and I touched her and she looked at me, but she was looking at me.
But like
she was, yeah, she wasn't looking at me. And I'm like, mommy, what are you doing? And she's like, I can't sleep. And I go, what's wrong? And she goes, he keeps waking up my hand. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, he keeps waking up my hand and he wants to play. And she's like standing right at the entrance to her playroom. And I'm like, who's waking you up? And she just pointed to the empty playroom. And I'm like,
Mary,
why so bad?
The best is, and here's the problem with our group of friends. So Vanessa puts this in the group chat.
Do you think sympathy?
Do you think sympathy?
No,
or support came
no.
to her?
No. 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 Not in the least bit.
No. No. But the medium that I had met that morning, she and I had been talking about that, and she was telling me about how she had dealt with visitors in her home. And basically what she did was she would, like, you know, light a candle, leave it on for a little bit, and before blowing it out, she'd be like, if there's anybody here, you can go home, follow the light, like, talk to it, whatever, and tell it to go away. Which I've heard this before. My aunt thinks that she is gifted. Homegirls was crazy, but she thinks she's gifted. And she told me that because, again, as a child, I always felt like, even if I was home alone, not as a child, like as a teenager, if I was home alone in my mom's house, I never felt completely alone. And I had told my aunt that, and she's like, well, if you're scared, say, you know, I accept that you're here, but I will not accept your fear. I'll accept your protection, but if you're gonna scare me, you can go. And like, just say that shit out loud. And usually I would say it, and maybe it's in my head, but I would always feel better after saying it.
Right.
So the medium that I had met told me, she was like, well, tell Sophie that she needs to tell whoever's waking her up that now is not playtime, now is sleep time, they need to go home, whatever. So I told Sophie, I'm like, mama, we're gonna tell him that it's time for bed right now. It's not playtime. We need to go to sleep and we need to go to bed. And she was like, okay. And then I took her back to her bed, and she had a really restless night that night. And another thing this woman told me, she was like, you know, fill her room with light, as much light as you can when she's sleeping. Like, give her nightlight, get her like things that kind of make her room a little bit brighter so she's not completely in the dark. And I'm like, okay. She's like, and another thing that helps is just picturing her room and imagining the room surrounded with light. I don't know. I really don't. But every time I tried to picture Sophie surrounded with light, her sleep got worse.
Really?
Yes.
Like, wow.
She would start kicking, and I see you rolling your eyes, Christine. I see it. Fucking see it.
I did nothing.
I see you. But I mean, that I was awake the whole night. So like, I would try anything.
My kid wakes up in the middle of the night, runs from his room to the living room screaming.
Oh, no, no. But I.
And says.
And complains about scratching, needing to scratch his butt.
Well, that was last night. The other night is like, they're chasing me.
I missed something.
Wait. You guys can't just roll over that. I'm sorry. I'm the one without the kids, and this is a funny story. I can hear
it. Nathan has a very restless sleep some nights, and he has like.
Because of his butt?
He used to have night terrors. He used to have night terrors. He no longer has night terrors.
Okay.
Now
those
he has nightmares or
regular just
dreams.
Right.
And there's been a couple, like recently, like the last couple months, that it's been like he'll wake up and he's asleep. And I say wake up like very, like he's not awake.
Right.
He's in bed. Like he's asleep. His eyes are closed. But, and he'll wake up and he'll just start, and then he'll just be like, no. And I'm like, what's the matter? And he goes, I don't want the red one. I don't want the red one. I want the blue one. And like Jeff or me will be like, Papa, it's okay. Get the blue one. You don't have to get the red one. Get the blue one. So we'll talk to him. And last night, he was going, and there was nothing I could do to calm him down. So Jeff ended up coming into the room, and he just kept going, and he started scratching his butt. And I go, Nathan, and I move his hand, and he goes, Mom, but I want to scratch my butt. I just want to scratch my butt. And so Jeff goes, it's okay, baby. Scratch your butt. It's okay. Scratch your butt. You can scratch your butt. And it was the most parental statement that was ever echoed. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, shit I never thought I would say in life. No. It's okay. Scratch your butt. Like, who thinks that? So this is the type of, like, Nathan has those type of issues. So I'm not rolling my eyes at Vanessa because I'm terrified of that shit. I don't talk about it. I just say, no, no, that's fine. That was a nightmare. It's over. And we move on.
Well, usually I do. But when she tells me he's waking me up, he wants to play, and then she points at her toys, that's too many coincidences for my comfort. So I'm like, this woman just gave me all of these, like, tools, quote unquote, that I can use to make it better. And every time I tried, anytime I tried to pray, anytime I tried to, like, picture us surrounded with it, because then Sophie finally came into my room because she just wasn't sleeping in her bed. So I'm like, just come sleep with mommy. And I'm like, maybe she'll sleep more comfortably with me. And no. I'm like, there's light surrounding us. There's light surrounding us. And she was just, she would, and as soon as I would stop, she would calm down. And it was really fucking strange. I'm like, I don't know if it's just coincidence.
I'm going to bring you some sage. I'm going to bring you some sage.
Well, I asked
black
her.
Black salt and sage.
Well, so then the next day, the next night, I...
possible.
I have these things in my house.
These things maybe at my home.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
The next night, I slept badly. Not as bad as the night before, but I was still awake at 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, I can't fucking live this way. So then the next day, while Sophie was at school, because I don't like lighting candles when the kids are here, so I lit a candle while I was here, like, doing all my stuff. And then before I left to go get her, I said it out loud. I'm like, if there's anybody here, you can go. Like, I release you. You can leave. Move on. Just follow the light. Blew out the candle. Not kidding. I came home and it instantly, the house felt lighter.
I'm going to ask.
Again, it may be all in my head. I am totally okay with it being all in my head. And it's just like a comfort thing for me.
Sometimes it's a placebo effect. And sometimes you never know. You bring in positive energy.
Exactly.
You exhume positive energy. So positive energy is what comes back. Does she have a space underneath her bed that you can put things?
She has drawers.
Drawers.
Can you put a cup of water?
Yep.
Probably could.
That's exactly where I was going.
Her drawers have stuffed animals in them.
If you could put a cup of water underneath that may help.
Listen, there's people's names with frozen in my refrigerator in bags of ice.
Oh, I burned them. I've done the frozen one, but I
chill.
Yeah.
You need to chill.
I've done the freezing, and then when I was like, no, I don't want you to chill. I just want you to go get the fuck out. I'm going to burn you. I will burn you.
You put a glass of water. Uh-huh. It has to be a glass. It cannot be plastic. Okay. Anything like that. A glass with clear
water.
Yeah.
It just has to be all the way full and put it under the bed. Granted, yes. Evaporation exists.
Yeah, so when you go back then, you're like, half of it is gone. No, that's the world. That's science. That's
science.
Science.
Because the first time that it happened, I forgot that I had done it. And I go and I was moving some stuff around and there's like a fucking empty glass with like residue inside of it. And I'm like, what the fuck was this glass? And then I remember it's a glass of water. Yes, water also causes residue inside of a cup, even if it comes from
the tap.
Yeah. And because there's
like a little
deposit
stuff.
But yes, it will start to like decrease. So don't think that it's not drinking it.
Feeding the ghosts, guys.
Yeah. You put it under the bed and it'll like pick up.
It's supposed to help you be at a peace and at a calm while you're sleeping and things like that.
I mean, I'll try anything to get this kid to sleep. I'll go.
You're like,
I've thrown away things like that I own. Like, this guy gave me this bracelet with like, that he went on this trip. So I was dating years ago and he went on a trip. It was like a saint's bracelet, but it was like made, all the little saints were on, God, what's the name of that? Like gray metal.
Steel?
Like titanium?
Mercury? No.
No, that's bad for you. Wear mercury and die.
Definitely will kill you.
They put it in
thermometer. Mycenite. Something like that?
Mercurio
Cromo.
It's actually supposed to be a stone
not that either.
It's supposed to be something that actually like attracts bad
energy.
Like energies. Well,
why would you want to attract bad energy?
No, like in a brace that takes it.
What happens is it's supposed to take it in, and if your bracelet breaks, it's because it filled its capacity of bad energy and things like that.
Yeah, I remember the guy gave it to me, and I would
like when you tie a little string and then you make a wish, and when it breaks, your wish is going to come true.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, and it broke
science.
On me.
Yes, that is science.
It broke
too.
Once, and I was like, fuck this shit. And I threw it away.
Basura.
And I remember my mom, when she was dealing with cancer in the hospital, we hung I have to look up the word.
No, I'm looking it up already.
And the stone, we have like a circle.
It was a research department.
Yeah. Yes. It was like a circle of it hanging from a string, and it cracked right in half in the hospital. No, Coco. And I was like, okay, basura. What the fuck is going on here? But like, so I'm very big on like things to, while I do not like to talk about saints, you like protecting your shit. Oh, I protect. I've got everything you can imagine in my house. Okay. There's fucking angel feathers. And or proposed, they could possibly have come fallen from the sky, and it was from an angel. We're gonna go with that.
You mean it fell off a bird?
Do you
in a house?
Do you like cover all your bases with like all spiritual realms? Like you're like, while I might be a practicing whatever, I'm gonna use a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I have a Buddha statue in my house. Okay. I have a lucky cat, like the lucky cat,
yeah,
Chinese cat,
the Chinese cat. We have a Buddha.
The one that goes like this with the hand.
Yeah, we have a Buddha. We have. Crosses, we have sage, we have incense, we have crucifixes, we have
you cover all your bases
a little bit of everything, because
somebody's got to be right.
Yeah.
Basically, statistically, I'm covered somewhere.
Yeah,
something is
yeah
happening.
I have a big old
you're betting
chub
on all the numbers, Christy.
Yeah, I have a big old chub like of sage,
if
like
that's what she said.
Yeah. Like when it's like a
finish
big like
that sentence
it's
very carefully.
Just like a it's a just a mass of sage, of white sage leaves, like tied together, and you burn it and you walk around the house. I have like three. I can bring you one.
Okay.
Stephanie got to see it once, I think.
Well, the medium that I spoke with, I was like, well, what about sage? And she's like, that's kind of a violent way of getting rid of spirits. A nicer way is asking them to follow the light, like, because you're asking them to leave. You're not forcing them.
I ask you to leave, sage. But listen, bad spirit.
Go. Once you're gone, I'm going to just make sure you don't come back, motherfucker.
Yeah. I used to actually burn Armenian paper for a while, too. Oh, girl, telling you what?
I am learning so much.
It's like it's paper and it's Armenian.
Kardashians
paper.
Cannot cross this threshold unless I invite them in.
No, this is how the Kardashians
no,
are rich.
They're not vampires, relax.
This is how the Kardashians are rich, because they probably burn their own paper and now they're safe. But it's paper and it's Armenian paper, and you burn it when someone leaves your home to take their
like, energy with
energy.
Them.
Go, vete. I'm telling you.
Well, in the same.
I got all this shit at home. Jeff thinks I'm nuts.
In the same vein of that.
I don't think he thinks. I don't think we need to think much anymore.
She was explaining to me that you should have like a mirror facing your front door. So when people walk in, their energy bounces off the mirror and it just goes right back out the door.
That's part feng shui.
Which awesome. She also told me, and now I need to change the kids' closet doors because both of them have giant ass mirrors in their room, and that's not okay.
Well, you don't understand that's the first thing that I did when I moved into the house with Jeff. That we moved into the master bedroom, and the master bedroom had two full glass mirror doors. That's what it was. And the first thing I did was I took a can of frost spray. And I frost sprayed, because we couldn't afford to like
change them out.
So I frost sprayed the doors, and I just kept telling Jeff and his parents, I'm like, I just don't like sleeping with
a mirror
facing me. And also, besides the feng shui and the
well,
every time
sleep with your feet facing like a window or anything. Yeah. Like
well, and the thing
or
is,
a
like,
door
the
or
mirror
a door,
thing,
yeah. Any kind of opening.
It's I. Jump, and it's like forever. I've always jumped to the Joy Luck Club. Boom. You sleep with a mirror at the foot of your bed. Boom. The love comes there and it blows away.
Like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a line from the Joy Luck Club that the mom goes to visit her daughter at her house for the first time. And they're having that like whole old world, new world struggle. And I know I've messed up the quote, whatever. But basically she's like, the first thing she has is like a mirror right at the foot of their bed. And the mom is like super outraged because feng shui thing. And she goes like, you have a mirror right facing your bed. All the love bounces on the mirror and flies away.
Yeah.
And like, that's the thing is like always coming in my head. But also I am blind as a bat. So I wear my contacts or my glasses, and I take them off at night to sleep. For years, I've wake up in the middle of the night, and sometimes I'll go to put them on or not. But there's times that when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll look around the room, and before your eyes like
adjust
and focus and stuff,
I see shit.
No, yeah, I agree.
And when I used to have a mirror,
that's why when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, I look at the floor.
Yeah, you don't.
I
don't
look at my toes. I don't look up. I look at the floor. Make it. Don't step on a dog. Pee. come back, look at the floor, follow the floor, get back into bed, close my eyes. I don't look at shit at when it's dark. I do not look at anything when it is dark. I do not like the dark. I am not ashamed. I am scared. I don't like it.
I don't.
Know my ghost stuff. I could sleep with a nightlight. I fucking would.
There's nightlights all over my house because my mom thinks she's going to like just sleep trip and die
on.
At some point.
I do. I fall asleep with the TV on, but then I put it on sleep so, you know, so I don't waste energy because I'm green.
My house has nightlights all over the house because sometimes we have to walk in the middle of the night to go check on Nathan, and Nathan has his own nightlight in his room. Now actually he has a diffuser, so it's awesome. So like,
yeah, Sophie has like three nightlights, and she sleeps with the hallway light on with her door wide open, and homegirl will sometimes wear an eye mask to sleep. But I still got to turn everything on. Like, okay.
Yeah, but so we have like, and then
she just needs to know it's on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that she wants it in her face. She just needs to know it's happening.
Well, I mentioned that to the medium, and she goes, how would you feel if people were looking at you while you were sleeping? And I'm like, fuck you, bro.
Did you have to say it like that, lady?
Yeah.
Did you have to say it like that?
Us, why?
Yes.
No, there's no mirrors anywhere.
My dad needs to come over here and just like.
You know what? Your dad does need to come to my house at some point.
Entire house.
I don't feel like there's anything here right now, so I'm cool.
I feel.
But I'll let you know.
Yeah, I will. I won't admit even if I do feel it because I just believe if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist.
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, kind
of
thing. That's what happens in my house. See, ask Will. Will.
Well, really, I'm gonna have to ask Will then.
Because Will, there's a story about a room in my home that at some point they swear that was haunted.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We have a mutual friend.
Yeah, we have a mutual friend.
And in my house, there's a room.
Like when people talk about friends that I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know this person. You're not missing anything. I don't know this person, so we can't talk about
it. It's okay. You're not missing anything. He's nice, but whatever.
love you, Will.
So he loves to pick on me because he's known Jeff for years. This friend of ours, Will, that's...
Sorry, is his name Will?
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
Was it?
I think so. Something like that.
Will, was it?
Yeah. Not William.
I missed
it's really
it,
not.
Guys. I'm actually not sure what's going on.
But he loves Wyatt, to pick on me.
Why? No, it's not Ben.
He's not that white. he loves to mess with me because he knows that I'm fucking traumatized by this shit. So he will tell, like, starts talking about it. Well, you know, I'm like, it doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. I don't want to know about it. Like, he's like, well, but there was a time that I was here. Doesn't exist. Didn't happen. Don't want to know about it. And I'll walk out of the room.
You see, like, I go back to, like, my Hialeah roots, and I start doing, like, Santero shit in my house. Like, I'm not even going to...
I have the cup under the water.
It is. Oh, yeah. I'm not even going to front. Like, I don't... Like, I've,
hey,
like,
did you have an azabache?
No, I did when I was
Nathan
little.
Does.
Of course.
Oliver has one, too.
Nathan has one. No, he does.
Hold
not.
Up. Did you have
one? Oliver has one.
Yes. Stephanie, did you have one?
Give your kids azabache.
No, yeah. It was gifted to
It was
to
gifted
me.
To us.
By abuelos and abuelas, right?
Somebody asked me if I wanted Link to have an azabache, and I told him, fuck no.
His madrina gave it to me with his
Hi, baby.
Oh, we're being too loud.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sweetheart.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, bet you get 30, bet you get 20, 20, 20, bet you get 20, 20, bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah.
Jaws.
And we're back.
All right, guys. We're back. Thanks.
We're back. Yes.
So we were just talking real quick about that was a weird interaction with Sophie because we were just talking about her scaring the shit out of me, sleepwalking, and guess what? Homegirl does.
I was waiting for it. Like, she was just like right now, like she came in and she was just like not having it.
Yeah, she wasn't. She was like hiding. She wasn't looking at anybody. She
I
wouldn't
come. I was waiting for her to say
something. I thought she was going to say something like,
"She was." They're going to be like, "See,
I wasn't lying." Yeah, I was expecting her to be
like.
She was
looking like behind me, so I was kind of like, "There's something behind me. There's something here. She's seeing something." So I was.
No, she was like how Christy was describing Nate's nightmares. She was probably having a bad dream. No, it's fine. She's probably having a bad dream. Usually when she's having a bad dream, I can just talk to her and be like, Mama, are you okay? You're safe. You're with Mommy. You're in your bed. You're in your house. It's just a dream. And usually after telling her that a couple times, she'll snap out of it.
Right.
But this time, I'm like, are you okay? And she'll just, does something hurt? No. No. Everything. And then finally, I'm like, do you want to sleep in Mommy's bed? Yes.
That's it's so okay. Funny because that's like literally, Nathan, are you okay? Papa, it's okay. It's okay. And then unless like some crazy, like I want to scratch my butt or something like that. Sometimes it's just, Papa's okay. Mama's with you. Mama's here. Da, da, da. Okay. Papa, do you want to go to Big Gamma? Yeah. I want to go Big Gamma. So out of nowhere, he's like, no, I'm
totally
fine.
Here.
Big Gamma. Or now it's also, I want to go closet. Best thing and worst thing I did was convert the bottom. When I redid Nathan's room, I realized, well, what's the point of putting doors? Because he used to hide behind the doors and I was really worried that he was going to hurt himself, like with the door closing and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, what can I do? And then little 4-year-old boy clothes are like, this big.
They don't reach the bottom.
They don't reach the bottom. So I was hanging them up and I was like, I have all this room at the bottom. And I was like, I can, since I'm not going to do doors.
Right.
This is going to look really messy if I put this for like storage or like I put this stuff. So I decided to put, like I have carpeted tiles in the closet. I put pillows and
like a little reading nook.
I mean, that was my point. It was supposed to be a reading nook. It's become
a sleeping nook.
A sleeping nook.
So your Nathan sleeps like Oliver does. Like
yeah. Just,
okay, cool.
But mine
but never does it when I'm here. She has a designated sleeping space. Like, she has like padded tiles for him to sleep on. Oliver sleeps on the damn cold ass tile.
But see, Oliver, I can understand it because maybe he is sleeping on the floor because he is hot and the tiles are cold and fresh.
I think he just does it because he's a dick and is fighting his sleep. And at some point is just like, I can't take it anymore. So he sits and then just, and like, that's it.
The last picture you posted, which is where he was like, it almost looked like he was reaching for the baby gate, that I felt was more realistic. Like, yes, he was probably like, I just want to, I just
yeah, probably. So Sophie, she didn't creep me out this time, but I've lit my candle.
Yes. We were waiting for it. We were totally waiting for it because
I lit my candle. And when you guys leave, I will tell the spirit that's bothering her to go away. Yeah. I don't feel anything right now. I don't feel uncomfortable, but maybe it's because I got 3 non-believers in here with me. So
No. Listen. Hialeah Santeros would tell you, mop the floor, take a cubo con agua para afuera, like from the front door to get.
This is all things that's done in my house.
Hialeah Santeros have a lot of energy to be mopping the fucking floor. Like, ain't nobody got time to mop no fucking floor.
Then you're supposed to get like parsley and, and basil, and you're supposed to like splash your door with it in water. I'll and that's that like shit. To keep your door like from being able to kind of like bring both in and out the energies you wanted to. You're not supposed to sage all the time because that also gets rid of really good energy. You're supposed to, when you sage, you're supposed to sage in a circle all leading out so that you're taking it all in one place. I mean, like I'm kind of like you. Like, I'm like, I believe a little bit of everything.
You know, there's rules to this shit. Like, you can't just be like,
yeah, like sage. Like, because some people do that. They're like, oh, I lit sage and I put it on like the incense holder. I'm like, that's not how that works.
No,
like, for that, I just get nog chompa.
Well, I just
know that just makes your house smell like you're smoking out.
Yeah, like just get nog chompa, just get a fucking incense.
Oh my God,
like, why are we doing that?
That word since high school. So, holy crap!
If you just get sage and burn it on your table, your house smells like weed. Like,
you know what? No, I wish that sage smelled like weed. I'd light it more often, but it doesn't.
It's weird weed.
It smells like sage.
It's stinky weed.
It's like Snickle Fritz. It's like you had Snickle Fritz.
What the fuck is a Snickle Fritz?
Okay, you guys have to watch Pineapple
Express. I have a title, but Snickle Fritz is such a good word.
Just hashtag it.
Yeah, so what?
Snickle Fritz? Snickle Fritz is like shit weed. Like really bad weed.
Remember, I am new to terminology.
I know. Yeah, I'm keeping it 100 with you right now. I am telling you, Snickle Fritz.
Because I know stank weed. I don't know
Snickle Fritz.
Snickle Fritz is from Pineapple Express. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I don't like that movie.
You don't like that movie. You don't like that movie because of Snickle Fritz. So are you going to watch The New Lion King?
God.
You know he's Pumbaa.
She has like to watch it.
We're already not happy about that.
Are you not happy of it because of Beyonce?
Bay.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
That's going to derail this podcast.
I'm so sorry. You're right.
I will.
Put it on your Instagram and on your Facebook, and we'll start a thread about it.
We'll talk to Missy about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Missy's our Beyonce person. She actually likes
Beyonce. She's part of the Bay.
Your resident Beyonce?
Yeah, basically. She's
resident Beyonce defender.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no, I really have physical.
What is wrong with you?
Her ass is eating
her shorts, guys.
What did you say? My ass is. No, my vagina is eating my shorts.
I have physical, like volatile reaction to Seth Rogen's laugh.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
I didn't realize
it. I don't think it's that bad.
Me neither. He doesn't bother me.
Here's the problem.
I actually think he's kind of charming.
I didn't realize.
In a Jew bear kind of way.
He's so cute. Like,
he's never in my entire watching of Seth Rogen.
He kind of reminds me of Dave a little bit. Like, the curly hair. Yeah, no problem.
Cause see, like the only time I pity fuck him.
Like
at the end of
we're totally off track here.
Like no. At the end of
so on and so forth. Let's get back.
Yes, yes,
track.
And so on and so forth. I'm actually a believer, more believer than I'm not a believer. I was totally kidding,
calling you guys not.
No. But I mean, I didn't believe in our last meeting.
That's why I feel better when Neri's home because he is such an unbeliever
that you're like he grounds you.
That when he's home, I feel nothing. And the moment he leaves, I'm like, oh, everybody's back.
Great. Does he make fun of you? Does he make you?
Well, I mean, that's a stupid question.
Well,
he like flat out was like, that's bullshit.
See, like how the guys go in on us in our group chat. Like they're relentless.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
So
they've never had like a spiritual experience at all.
No.
David's got part of his family that like I wouldn't label them clairvoyant, but he's got like a whole branch of his family that's like very spiritual and very in tune and sees things.
Right.
So David
isn't as skeptical
when it comes to stuff like that, but Jeff and Neri forget it.
Well, no, here's the thing with like Jeff. Jeff's not skeptical.
Well, Neri is.
Jeff wants to sit down and fucking have a conversation with people.
Oh, okay, so I'm Jeff. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Okay,
we should have had Jeff on the podcast then.
Yeah. No,
damn it.
No, you know, we discussed it a couple times. Like, I was like, you should be going to this, not me. Because Jeff will tell anybody the story. I don't know if he's told you guys the story that when for our anniversary, for our first year that we were together, we were dating. Before we got married, we went to St. Augustine. I did not realize.
No, it's super haunted.
Yeah. That fucking St. Augustine is haunted.
Yeah, they have haunted tours.
I didn't.
Like, they do tours.
Yes. Like, I personally did not know that St. Augustine was haunted. I thought just St. Augustine was, like,
there's
a cool
like
place.
There's, like, a list of places throughout the country that
and
are like that.
Apparently, it's the, like, most haunted place.
In Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
They're in Key West or the place in Florida.
We went for our first year anniversary there, and
Christy's totally at home.
You can stay at a hotel in the Keys, by the way, that's rented. Yeah. Like, that you can specifically request the haunted room and stay there for
now. Biltmore is haunted.
Oh yeah.
I can feel it the times that I've gone. So Biltmore just creeps me out. That's why I never wanted to get married. I was like, oh, I'm like, no, I'm good. But
their brunch is really good though.
Well, it's like $80 a person.
Well, yeah. I want
because it comes with ghouls. What are you talking about? Like a spirit pours your champagne.
I want
the haunted mansion.
Listen, I may not like
dancing scene at the haunted mansion.
That would be amazing.
Brunch at the
Listen, I may not like go like spirits and shit, but I would do that shit. I would be in for that
You'd
one.
You'd be like, yes, that I'm down. Champagne and ghosts. Let's fucking do it.
Vamos.
Can we geek girl brunch that shit?
Your you should.
That oh my god. That would be an
haunted
amazing.
Haunted Mansion Geek Girl Brunch.
That would be amazing.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
We want to go to one like, but we
haven't
been
to a Geek Girl Brunch. We want to go to a good, like, we want to go to like a not a super nerdy one. Like, I didn't want to go to
like a cool girl one.
I'm sorry. It's called Geek Girl Brunch.
Can we go to the Mean Girls one? We're down for the Mean Girls brunch.
I didn't want to go to like the Star Trek brunch.
Bye.
You know what I mean?
Oh, you guys should have come to the Stranger Things prom that was at our studio.
I'll go to the Harry Potter brunch.
Because that was DJ and
some of them have been like far away that we haven't, like, it's just, it's hard for us to sometimes
coordinate. Babysitters, the whole nine. Yeah. Well, you guys let me know. No, because I may or may not have an in with the Geek Girl Brunch.
I heard that, and now I'm
like apparently besties with
one of the chapter.
Yeah, because we're one? Now Facebook friends.
Jenny. Okay.
We're Jenny's Facebook awesome. Friends and we like all of each other's stuff. So okay. We're cool.
Well, so your foot is in. Your foot is in the door.
Because we're Facebook friends and like I like what she posts and she likes what I post. So, okay.
Yeah, I know all the officers both in the Fort Lauderdale and the Miami branch.
This really is like serious shit that has officers and stuff. Oh my God.
Yeah, because it started in New York.
One of them someone's teacher?
Jenny. She's the teacher of Annie Indiani's son.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
I can connect the dots.
Yeah. Jenny is one of them. Melly, who's who used to be an officer for the Miami chapter, she had to step down. But yeah, they're great people. But it did start off as just like a nonchalant thing in New York. And then girls started to petition for it to be in their areas. And so it just kind of kicked off. I had the pleasure of meeting the girl who kicked it all off, like at two Supercons. I was monitoring, I was the moderator for a panel. And she was on there, so it was really cool. But so yeah, you guys let me know. I think the next one is Thor, or that one already happened.
You know, Thor's not going to be there though, right?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to meet fucking Matt Smith. So because I went to the Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies screening they had.
Oh yeah, they do screenings and stuff like that. And when you get those early tickets, then you
the movie theater in the Gables showing Harry Potter.
I know. And tomorrow I don't know when you're listening to this podcast or if that's going to be edited out. But tomorrow at John Martin's, they're doing a Harry Potter trivia night.
I saw that come up.
Tomorrow is November 9th, guys.
Yeah, November 9th.
Today is
and
November 8th.
You get tickets too because it's the.
Did I really just check the date? It's my fucking kid's birthday, and I just checked what date it.
It's okay. You had forgotten it was your kid's birthday.
I need to go to bed.
Okay, so
okay, so back to last week's episode.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We're like it's like diverging all
I
over the place.
I really enjoyed, even if it was wrong, I enjoyed him like talking to you about your friend. I enjoyed him like telling us about our soulmates and like our future kids and how they put in their paperwork and like figuring out all the guide stuff. And I love that Christy has the youngest soul here.
I loved that. I
was the oldest.
But yes. That's kind of like my favorite thing is that I am younger than Stephanie.
Finally. I think that's fantastic.
I will say this. If he had opened up with the Wizarding World exists, mm-hmm. I would have probably been a lot less.
But that's where he lost me with all that stuff. When he's like,
Jon Snow is real.
Wizards are real. Jon Snow is real. Jedi are real. And I'm
like, Martin is a clairvoyant.
Once he got into the conversation about it, like when he like explained it, when someone just tells you like, oh, the Jedi are real, like that's fucking nuts. But when he got
into that he said that he himself was a Jedi?
Yeah, you missed that.
Oh, I did miss that. Okay, no, the fuck. Well,
no. You can't defend it because no, here's what happened, defend. Right? What drove me to like, because I'll go as far as giving you the benefit of the doubt of you saying like a world like that could exist, and he sounded like really good fiction like,
I was all for the defense of like, well, they were also like these people like writers and creatives are also like either clairvoyant or medium or whatever that
right.
Has
I'm some, totally I'm, on board
like,
with
I
that.
I was on board with that. Like I could kind of believe
yes,
that.
And like he was talking about, he was like they're just telling you their experiences through stories,
right?
And that I was fine with. Until he said that these worlds all exist in the 44 planes that we're never going to see. So, like, in other words, like, there is a wizarding world uh-huh. that I'm never going to have access to.
Fuck that.
That's
ever.
Yeah.
And then that there was a Game of Thrones one. And the minute he said that there was, like, a Sauron and, like, Lord of the Rings, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I literally messaged my wife and I was just like, Lord of the Rings is real. I'm not allowed in Harry Potter land. And J.K. Rowling is not a clairvoyant. What the fuck is going on?
I mean, it was really an experience being there. Okay, so since we're talking about now, like the experience of actually dealing with this, I posted on our Instagram and our Facebook and our Twitter, like, if anybody had any questions for us about it. And the two questions that I saw, one was from Sarah, and I don't remember who the other one was from. Both of them were the exact same question was, how did we, like, did we believe what he was saying?
I think Sakalita.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She did one.
No. I did not believe. Hold up. Anything that was not knowledge you can obtain through your own research, like the guides what the spirits are, what astronomy is supposed to be like. If you can't, like, any because there was information that he gave that was true.
Right.
But it's information that you can learn if you decide that you're going to study a story or study, you know, the stars or study spirits or read anything that is in that realm. When it came to what he was telling me personally, like, he got my whole thing with my friend completely wrong. And then he didn't really say anything else much to me but that, and that was me really more like questioning him, like, can you talk to somebody on the other side, can you talk to, and really trying to
I wanted to try to get it out of him with my grandfather, but we were all like kind of at that point when my grandfather came up, we were kind of like jumping all over each other, so we didn't get to circle back to him.
That, and my problem was he kept saying that though everything that we were asking him to do wasn't in his wheelhouse.
Right, like that's not what he was here. That's not what he's here.
Yeah, I'm not here for that. So that's not what I do. I leave that to those people. And so when he kept deflecting everything, and he just kept referring that he was only here for the triplets, which I still don't understand exactly what, like as a spiritual guide or
yeah,
or
as
what?
A guide.
Yeah, as a guide, but then they themselves are mediums, yeah, and they have their own
but guides. Also, but he said that they were the karmas, and I'm like,
yes.
Why are you here?
Yeah, like it's that, and then so that started to really dissolve everything else, and I ended up literally just nodding and smiling with the whole thing with my friend, because I was just like, I'm not gonna sit here and I'm not gonna argue with you or on this podcast, and then you're just gonna start just knocking things down like trial and error until you get it right.
Right.
So I kind of just let it, like, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly
yep.
what it is that happened. So it made it hard. I will say that I a good 20% of what he said was true, because it's actual stuff you can look up and read for yourself about things. I do not think that he is the first medium that ever existed in all of time.
That really threw me off. I'm like, even if you are, that's a big claim to make.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
That, yeah. And especially right off the bat with people who, like, if he can really sense our guides, and he's already saying, like, you're skeptical of me.
Yeah.
Why would you be like, I am, like,
yes,
just so I know. Like, come on, guy. Like,
that was the best chest pump,
right?
That was good. I wish we almost had like a video for that.
My chest stings now. It was a little too hard. But like, he was like, and then like, he kept saying he was an anomaly, and he just like, I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was very egotistical with.
But he was very egotistical without being too egotistical, because it didn't come off. Like, listening
right.
back to it.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't come off, but he is pumping himself up, but in this very
like a
semi sort of way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like, no, I love everybody, but I'm number one. But I mean, it's okay. Like,
but
I'm
that's
just
not
a weird
what I'm here
thing.
For right. Now.
Right.
Like,
it was just.
Like, he
in a way, he was smart in doing that,
like,
you know?
He was, like, building himself up, and then he would knock himself down a peg. And then he would, like, build it up again and then knock it down a little bit. And like, listening back to it, I hear it. But in the moment, I was like, yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah, that's not what you're here for right now. I got you. I'm with you, dude.
You know what? I just remembered a part that, like, I remember at one point that when he tells us that he's also evil.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he said that like, I was at that point, I was like, he have been saying some stuff to you guys.
I'm
and
really
I was
kind of glad that he didn't come here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
Thanks for
yeah,
guys.
Go Neri.
Good call, Neri.
Yeah. And he was saying stuff about you guys and stuff like that. I was listening. I needed more wine. And then, like, he was just talking in general. I'm like, okay. And then he started going on, like, stuff about, like, with Jeff and me about the whole soulmate thing. I was like, okay, I'll let you go. And then when he started touching on the whole why me and Jeff haven't had the next kid, and I nodded and I agreed with all the, oh, is there this? Is there that? Is there probably you should do this? And I was like, a lot of it, I was like, uh-huh. I got home and I told Jeff, oh, yeah, no, he was completely wrong on all these parts. So, again, like I think like you, I didn't want to start I wasn't going to correct
I'm not going to go into a debate with you and go back and forth. And then it just turns out argumentative on the podcast. And
yeah.
Nothing,
and so
I was
like, no, that's not what that's not what we're here for.
Right.
and then he, when he says that, I'm vividly remembering the memory of this, that when he said, yeah, because I'm also evil, that is the moment that if we had video, that I grabbed my purse.
just in case that mace is right in here.
And I started looking through my purse for something. I don't know what it was or what I was pretending.
You were like, for. I'm going to make sure that the mace is on the left-hand side and the knife is on the right-hand side.
I see it. I was like, so I remember hearing that statement. I go, okay, and this is when the shit goes awry. I'm like thinking in my head, does Q have cameras?
Oh, I do. I actually do have cameras. So that's another reason I didn't mind that that was going down. I'm sorry. I'm reading over the notes with Steph and I realized that he also taught Picasso to be a medium.
Yes. I just heard that part.
And not Michelangelo, because Michelangelo wanted to do his own thing.
I didn't remember that.
Guys, seriously, I mean.
because of the way that he speaks and the way that he expresses himself, I zoned out a lot. So well,
I zone out on most of our podcasts. So I don't remember what people say.
But.
Afterwards,
I try not to, especially because I am the one that has to go back and be like, talk about A, B, and C, and D. But. He was talking and I was just like, my eyes were starting to cross and I'm like,
you also ended up on the floor.
No, listen.
Well, because I borrowed Q's headphones and the cord was a little too short, so I couldn't lean back into the couch.
And you were also closer to the bottle of wine because you were literally sitting on the floor going, uh-huh, yeah, I know. Oh my God. Poor. Right? I'm sorry. I'm just
here's the problem.
These are the things that I'm sending Steph. It literally says not Michelangelo because he wanted to do his own thing. Oh, there's a Neverland though, but you can't go there because there's too many people on it. And I sent a gif of, oh, there you are, Peter.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard. I hear Q in the background. There you are, Peter.
Yes.
See, and that's the thing is like listening to everything he had to say. The only thing that I was thinking in my head is this guy has read Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I felt when he was explaining, oh, there's all these worlds and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm thinking, and if for that our listeners awesome. That have not,
that gif is fucking awesome.
It's always
that stuff sending me that gif, like, what is going on?
There's always going to be, like, Ready Player One.
I wish she had come. Damn her chemical peel.
Yeah, her fucking face. Look, in between that, I'm getting shots of her face as it's peeling.
Yeah,
I love you, Steph. I miss you.
We all Steph. Do.
Yeah, Wubro Steph.
But yeah, like I remember, like there was part, like I'm like thinking back to my head, like there was parts that I was remembering this, and I was like, and this is when we die. Like this is the moment,
because I kept zoning out, especially when he was like explaining and talking about people that weren't in the room, like oh, because when I went to Animal Kingdom, and then I'm like, when I went back to like plug it in and edit the podcast, I'm like, this shit's gonna be boring as fuck. I really thought it was gonna be boring, but then like today I binged last week's and the week before, like I binged the two episodes and I'm like, it's not as boring as I thought.
No, and I thought it was gonna be boring too, because I remember messaging you and I was like, you should probably edit this backwards. Put the weird, crazy Lord of the Rings Jon Snow is real at the beginning of the podcast so that everybody's like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
And then get into the rest.
I like how Q has in her head that we edit shit. Yeah, I was like, wait.
There was one time.
You put bumpers and spaces.
And then I put like a break for the commercial that sometimes we have.
The most we've edited was when Stephanie had to record the... For your episode.
Oh, yeah, for my episode. Yeah.
Listen, we had a lot of fun with Q, but...
Because if you listen to the unedited one, she sounds drunk as fuck.
Oh.
And I really, really tried really hard not to
speak. Well, because when I was in here with you pressing the buttons to help you record.
And I'm recording
you,
and I'm like, don't get drunk.
Girl,
and I'm like,
you sound amazing.
I was like, I sound really good. I'm doing a great job.
Yeah. High five, bitch. You don't sound drunk at all. And then like, I plug it in to listen. I was like,
oh, how drunk. That's how drunk you guys were. You thought you sounded sober. Both of you did.
Yeah,
I mean, we killed four bottles of wine but and recorded for like.
But because the reason why she sounded drunk was there was like long pauses in between random
because
words.
She was
so I just cut the little pauses out
because I had to think about my words so that I wouldn't sound drunk.
And then I was like, "What
word comes next?" thank you for listening.
But yeah, I had originally thought it was going to be boring. And so I was like, hey, you should put the crazy shit first.
I really thought it was going to be boring. And I
also thought you were going to get trolled. I'm going to be totally real. I was like, man, when I got home, I was like, oh my God. Guys, this is
I
kind of want
to get trolled. Like, talk to us, goddammit.
You know what? Interaction.
I asked for you to talk to me and nobody fucking
I thought for sure all the trolls were going
to
come out and be like, this guy's crazy. He thinks Jedi's are real and he's bringing back Obi-Wan Kenobi because that's another thing he said.
Come at me, bro. I want to hear what you got to say.
Jon Snow is real. I'm just going to keep going back to that.
That, I'm totally okay with it. That and Harry Potter, that means.
I know, but then I also felt like a little like betrayed. Like, JK didn't think I was right for that world. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like wait, nobody.
You can't talk to me about this and not give me an option.
Yeah, like, how did I not get my letter? Like, what the fuck is going on?
How the fuck did we lose?
Like, yeah. If all these worlds exist, right? Like, what the fuck did we
do to piss people off to end up on Earth?
Clearly, our karma is shitty.
Like, the world where we know about all this shit, but we can't live it.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, I just get all these great books.
We
you know?
Piss somebody off.
Definitely.
Because that's, you know? This is where my mind goes, and I'm thinking, okay, so a Jedi, like a Star Wars planet exists, a Harry Potter planet exists, a Game of Thrones, all these fucking, and granted, people living on those planets must suffer. Okay.
Well, I mean, only on the Hunger Games world, because that for sure is pretty shitty. Harry Potter's probably okay.
Again,
I'm cool with Harry Potter.
It's again, we've already established that we would be like District 1 or 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, no.
You're not.
I'm not built for any other district other than 1 or 2.
I explained this to Wubro Stephanie that come the alien takeover or apocalypse or any of these invasions, I'm looking for the boss. And I'm going to be like, how can I be of service?
Ah, okay. You trade fast.
Yeah. Because I'm not made for that. And also, their color palette doesn't work for me.
You're much more of the capital.
Yeah. Or, like, if you think about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Empire's got a fucking nice aesthetic. You're going to wear capes.
Super aesthetically pleasing.
You're going to wear capes.
Thinning.
Thinning. You're going to wear like leather. There's going to be boots involved.
You're like, I'm all about this.
Totally are.
They look bathed.
Yeah. Rebels always look dirty.
They always look dirty. We've had this discussion.
Oh, man.
I've accepted this.
I'm excited for the next medium when you guys have them on, because I watch shit like the Long Island medium, so when you guys were like, I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this, like I really expected like this. I see balloons. You said these words. I was just like, oh
that's
my God,
what I was expecting too, because even when I met him
that's how he was acting.
It was more like, you know, your daughter's clairvoyant and she's this and she's that and you know you should do this to help her sleep, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then a whole mess of crazy came out.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that he, was surprised you asked him on a podcast. And maybe. Then you, like, totally ate up what he said. Probably. Enough to bring him on. And then I do not think that he was well-equipped for the amount of women he was going to be encountering that was going to be questioning some of the shit that he was going to be saying.
Maybe.
And I think that's another reason he didn't drink. Although, I wish he had. Because that would have made the podcast completely fucking different. Yeah. If he would have been a good 3 glasses of wine in, I would have loved for him to eventually have been like,
I'm full of shit,
ladies.
I feel at that point I would have tased his ass.
But what was his motivation for even like
coming on?
No, talking to you to begin with was then because Sophie's guide told him to talk to me.
No. I don't know. I know what the bullshit motivation is. Okay. Like what?
I was like, that's what he said.
No.
But like, what's the real? Like, then what's the?
I'm gonna ask. I'm gonna be real with you. How visible was Sophie when you first went up to order cupcakes?
She was running around the bakery, dude. Like,
but like running around, like she could belong to anybody running around, or like clearly she belonged to you.
Clearly she belonged to me.
Oh, okay. But you are also by yourself there. Mm-hmm. So single mom with a girl at a bakery. He's the manager of Let Me Help You Out. Vanessa, your kid is cute.
Vanessa has an approachable face. We discussed.
Yes.
Well, the second medium that I met said that I have a very open spirit I attract mediums. Like they, I will probably.
You should ask her how you can at least close one of the doors. Like just like if it's French doors, how can I close just half
just
of it?
Just one.
Or can I just let a breeze in? Like you know, like I just needed a little jar. How do I do that? That's it.
Yeah, like, is there a way that you can just be like, do not disturb? Like, on your phone when you're driving, like, then there's a new, you know, update to the iOS. I'm driving. I don't want to get messages at this point.
Get rid of that shit. It's so annoying.
My mom did it. It's really funny. Now she's like, I want to reply to people and the car's moving. It won't let me. It's really funny.
I won't update the A and the question mark cube.
You've seen our conversation.
I know. I can't. can't do it.
I put the shortcut and sometimes it works.
Sometimes it doesn't.
No, the problem with the shortcut is you have to remember to touch, like, to when you put the eye. Okay, anybody with an iPhone, you know what we're going through. It's the, like, weird box
question mark box.
Yeah.
Fucking annoying. But if you do the shortcut where you get the eye, you have to be typing, and actually, when you type I, select I from the thing. It doesn't just auto do it. Like, you have to actually pick it. Because if not, then it...
God damn it, Apple, get your shit together, man.
I better remove that from my typing. Like, I removed that, like, auto word shit. So it's just, like, that's so fucking annoying.
And the problem is, I want to have, like, an anger moment.
Right.
And anger moments, you don't remember to select the eye.
Right.
Anger moments, you just want to type it.
Just type.
Like, when I got out of... I was on jury duty on Monday. And when I didn't get selected, as I'm leaving the courthouse, my statements were basically like, I'm out. I did it. It's over. Blah, blah, blah. I. It took me like 6 times. I said, I'm like, done.
We were talking earlier this week, like, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and you guys kept typing, and I literally, in the middle of the conference, like, ladies, seriously, it's your keyboard shortcuts. I can't. No. Your entire thing is nothing but A's and question marks.
At least you know it's an I.
Yeah.
Because the first time I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I had no idea what the person was trying to say. Now I know it's an I, so I see it, I'm like, okay, I.
Yeah. But it also changes, continue, like, a word or something.
Yeah, too, like, one right after.
On Facebook, if your comment is too short, it like cuts off the last couple words. Like, what? Where did they? And it says like, it says see more, and you try to click
and
on
you
it
can't. And,
it
does, and it there's work. No see more. You see nothing more.
I feel really bad because one of my friends,
God damn it, Facebook.
One of my friends is running for like a local political office, and he did like the, because the elections were yesterday or today.
Yesterday.
And you know what day it is. and he wrote like this little thing.
Dear Santa, and coffee.
He actually, like, his little blurb above the picture of, like, come out, we really appreciate you, your support, blah, blah. And he had the Apple question mark. Because it came out. And I was, like, waiting to, like, for him to fix it.
Like, can no you edit it,
save from the Apple question mark? Oh,
Kim
Lord.
Kardashian got the Apple.
Well, you ladies let me know when you'd, like, when you need the space again for your next endeavor of a guest host.
Who knows with Vanessa?
Well, we might be there, like, every other week.
If anybody is listening and you're, like, a legit... Or maybe
Tyler
maybe
Henry.
Oh
my God, I love him.
Oh my God, I like Tyler.
Did you
Henry.
See the Bobby Brown when he did Bobby
no,
Brown's reading?
No, I didn't see that one.
That one was cray.
Yeah. Like, I was gonna say, if anybody who's listening is like a psychic, like I would love.
Yeah, for real.
And like for many reasons, because I listen to so many true crime podcasts, and I know a lot of psychics sometimes will come in and know like help police officers with like saying like where they know things, like. Like, I just, like, find
one
that
of
interesting.
One of my, like, still to this day, like, most, like, a movie I will not watch over again. It came out in the 90s. It's this movie called Fear. Not Marky Mark.
All I saw was Marky Mark in the mirror.
Not Marky Mark. It's called Fear also, and it's Ali Sheedy is a psychic that works with the police.
She's
helping them with
like
all the cases.
The show medium?
No, but like she helps them with the cases. But what happens is
like show psych?
Eventually, yes.
No, that show psych is annoying as fuck.
Yeah, but eventually they fakes the whole
thing.
They
don't shut up. The whole guy, it's like,
welcome to
like
watching the Gilmore Girls.
Yes, well, I guess, yeah.
But then
you don't like Gilmore Girls?
No, I do. That's what, but I guess.
You too.
I haven't watched the new season.
Like it. Yeah, but then like she,
I haven't seen it yet.
She goes to one scene to help them with something, and something clicks there, and she ends up getting a psychic connection because the guy that's doing this new set of murders is also psychic.
A psychic. Ah.
So he then takes her along for the rest
stuff.
Of the stuff he does.
Interesting.
So it's fucked up, and it still traumatized me. I have no psychic ability whatsoever, but I was like, this shit is freaky.
I have no psychic ability whatsoever. I have impulses. Yeah. People tell me that I should pay attention to them more often than I do, but, you know.
I'm a very big believer on, I'd never question when something goes technically wrong or, like, not how I wanted it. I don't question it. Like, if too much shit goes wrong, I don't go out. Like,
yeah.
if it is too difficult to get out of my house,
then
like,
you're like,
not
I'm not
work,
meant to
but like,
be.
But, like, you know,
right.
like the night outs, it's like, you know, I'm supposed to go out and.
And then I can't find my keys, and then I can't do this, and then I have a phone call that brings me back inside the house,
yeah.
and all that. Yeah.
It's all this stuff, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe
I'm going with you out. On that.
It doesn't even have to be like something physically bad happens to anybody. It just sometimes becomes a shit night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know what? There was a lot of signs. Should have kept my ass home and watched Netflix.
I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
I'm going to let you go because I can't sing. So.
Oh, I don't sing either. I shouldn't, at least. I should never sing.
The singer's checking her phone.
I'm sorry. I'm dealing with a work thing at the same time. Sorry.
Sure, Jan.
All right. Believe me if you want. Believe me now. I had a venue double book.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
All right. So we are consensus.
Yes.
We didn't believe him.
No.
Not really. No.
I really want you to have twins, Stephanie.
Well,
he broke my heart when he was like, "No, you're not gonna have any more kids." Why would you do that shit?
But funny enough, after he told me that, like my mom, like 3 days later. So after, one of the things that I asked him.
Enjoy. It's just Oliver.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Oh.
One of the things. Escaped. Because at that point I hadn't gone to, so our podcast, our last three episodes were kind of out of order because we spoke to the medium before we spoke to Annie.
Yeah.
So we kind of like our timeline's a little chopped up. On Annie's episode, I told you guys that I was fine and, you know, whatever. And I kind of figured out what's been going on or whatever. But when we talked to the medium, I still didn't know. So I asked him if it was anything like life threatening, to which he told me I was going to have type 2 diabetes, which is not what I have. But anyway,
what a dick.
You eat too much sweets.
Because I eat too many sweets and I'm gaining weight, which, by the way, I've lost 30 pounds today.
Yeah, so I'm like, what a dick.
Suck it. Yeah, suck a dick. Like Nery says, I have to say suck a dick once on every podcast. So suck a dick. But anyway, funny enough, I was on the following, like right after that, like the following Tuesday is when I finally had my appointment to go see the neurologist, which the neurologist is what officially like gave me like the diagnosis of like what's actually kind of happening with me.
Right.
And he's on my way over there. My mom was like, "Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know I had a dream last night that you had twin girls." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she was like, "Oh, and you had named them," and which I said, I said this on, I think, on Annie's episode, which you had named them Harper and Harlow. And Harper's always been my girl name. It's always been my girl since I was pregnant with Lincoln. But Harlow, I'd never really shared with anybody other than like David.
Right. So it was like, whoa.
So I'm like, okay, Mom, how did you know that shit? That's fucking weird. So for a couple of days after that, I was getting a couple of little like twin signs here and there.
You're getting impulses. Listen to them.
Listen to those impulses.
Have you started couponing yet?
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, he didn't give anything else to me except, like, there was no, like.
Because you know what he did to me? He saw how excited I was to hear if I was going to have more kids that he was like, "I'm going to shut that shit down right now."
And
I'm like,
"You ain't having shit." He didn't even tell me if I was going to have kids or not.
He didn't. Like, he was just like, "Go get your shit checked."
He saw that saw that he wasn't going to convince you of anything.
Yeah. I think so.
My guide was like,
he knew that was going to happen.
And I don't know how in my world, like, Jeff became the, like, infertile person. Jeff and me, who like
your swimmers are bad, Jeff.
Like Jeff is like super like,
and, like she was like halfway trying to say no, he has super sperm, and he like shut you down. He's like, he needs to get checked anyway. I'm checked. Like,
and I'm like, my, like, we are like
pretty sure Jeff is not the problem.
No, like considering the fact that like Nathan came from like a one and done like situation, like we're like, hey, let's have sex once without protection and see what happens.
Pregnancy.
Chlamydia.
Oh, well, what? That's how this works.
That's how this works. Because we had the whole, you know, we had been dating forever. We had used protection. I was on the pill. We used condoms, like the whole nine yards. And we're like, how wouldn't it be funny if we just like just have sex once?
What a fucked up joke.
And then we found out 3 weeks later I was pregnant.
Sometimes you get really, really drunk at your friend's birthday party and then you have sex in your friend's niece's bed and you forget take your birth control earlier that day. And then you find out 10 weeks later that you're pregnant.
Dang.
Or you could be like me and Neri. and I took out my IUD like the weekend before I was ovulating. I'm like, and I told my doctor, I was like, I'm ovulating next weekend. I'm going to get pregnant. She's like, it's not going to happen on the first try. Don't worry. And I was like, all right, bitch, I'll see you in a month. And I did. She was like, that is the fastest I've ever seen anyone get pregnant. And when your doctor tells you that.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that was the thing with like, I was on the pill for like 12 years.
Yeah, I was on the pill for 8 years.
So everybody had said.
That shit made me crazy.
If you ever are on the pill for like an extended amount of time.
It takes a while.
It takes
to wait like 6 months or something.
Yeah, because it's supposed
to
go through your body.
Nope.
Bullshit.
Science is wrong.
2 weeks later, we had sex. 3 weeks later, I found out. Well, I was pregnant.
You guys are just really unlucky. I've been off birth control for like 8 years. Haven't gotten pregnant.
Well, when you're a lesbian, you got your own built-in birth control.
I know that you would need a penis for this,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I had somebody ask me recently, are you guys going to have kids? And we were like, oh, you know, we're not really sure.
They asked you how it happened?
No. They said, and which one of you is going to fuck the guy? And I was like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, I'm sorry. What?
What?
Yeah, which one is he going to fuck? I'm like, no. No, that's not gonna fucking.
My friend's gonna come over, do it in a cup, and we're gonna just turkey baste that shit.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, what are you gonna do? I was like, turkey baste, or like upside down on like a handstand or some shit like that. Like, I don't fucking know.
There are places you can go where they can do like, this for you.
Yeah, exactly. Down at the docks again.
But if you want to be cheap.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be cheap
about it,
you do the turkey baste.
Exactly.
What do you mean, which one of us is gonna fuck the guy? Like, no!
Oh my god, I'm like, just imagining being like, hey, friend.
I mean, if you need the favor, I'm happy to do it for you, but like,
I have a favor to ask. Can you come to my house and like jerk off in the kitchen into this cup and we gotta turkey baste this shit real fast?
That is much. I can ask my friends to do that, no problem, but I can't imagine asking my friend, like, hey, I'm gonna need you to jerk off right into my vagina so that we're not really fucking, but we're almost kind of fucking. Like,
I want sex with you because it needs to project up into your vagina.
Can you imagine? Like, I can't. There's so many, like, like I'm on a table, my legs open, he's jerking underneath.
Like, this is very.
This turned into the wrong podcast.
Thank God my kids are sleeping.
It took a turn.
Yeah, because like I can't see this.
This is very romantic.
Well, but not even that. It would have to be like,
oh my God.
So I need.
So
you
we
to
need
put
to
your...
write this down and tell dude about this episode.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I need you to put your penis in my vagina, but you're a lesbian. See,
yeah,
I can't afford IVF, so this is what we need to do.
No, I thought it was my spinner. You're fine playing.
No, I've been playing with that.
That's okay. I have a spinner.
It's a pocket tool.
Yeah, it's a pocket tool.
Oh, which is also a cool name for a vibrator.
I was gonna say
that would be a vibrator, but they make an intro. We're gonna have to have like a lesbian adjacent part two because I've learned
we had a lesbian adjacent part.
No, you know what I mean, like another.
Yeah. It's gonna be a series. Mom is a Merlot presents Lesbian Adjacent Part.
You know, no, it should just be like a brand new podcast. Like, ask us sexual questions.
Yeah,
all day.
We just have a sex podcast.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's like, fine. You know what?
We don't have a sex podcast.
And I think that would be brilliant. And you get like, you know, people to like email brilliant. In weird questions.
Yeah, sure.
Like, let's do it.
Why not? Like, how are you gonna get
guys, this is how the wheels
to
turn.
Ejaculate
how are we gonna get a lesbian pregnant? How are we gonna do this
without a turkey baster? According to my mom, I just need Xanax and a bar.
Oh my god. That is so rapey. I heard that part today. I was like, oh my god, this is really bad timing.
It is, but that's my mom.
I have Xanax if you need it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And we're happy to take you to
Mexico all the time.
We're happy to go with you to the bar.
We'll help you pick
like
one.
Like I pick up between an 8 and a 10, right? Because like if I end up like leaving there with a 2, I would be really pissed.
No,
off.
We'll guard the bathroom door for you.
We're like, no, Q. Look at the cheekbones. He may not be a talker, but look at the cheekbones. Look at that. He's 6'3". Q, go there.
You know what? I don't know how this happened, but we were talking about a medium, and now we're talking about me raping some guy for a
rape
baby.
Adjacent. Like,
now I'm raping the guy. That's the problem.
Q's sex life is way more amusing than the median.
It really is. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Brad.
We love you, baby. I was like, hi, Christy, how are you?
It's not always about you, Vanessa.
She just said my name.
She's not talking about you.
But I'm in the room.
Oh my God.
The other Vanessa is not here.
Yeah, she's not here. She's not here, but I can't wait to tell her about all this.
I can't wait for her to hear about all this.
Oh my God. That's great. Oh my God. So, we didn't believe him. And, how do we circle back?
Okay, so we didn't believe him. But I believe that that stuff is real. I feel like
I just feel like we got the wrong guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely agree that we got the wrong
guy. You know,
we started out too big. Like, we got the first medium. Like, we should have started out
down
with
a little bit. We need to find.
We should have started out with like a protege.
Like, P. Diddy. We needed to start with like
the rapper from the corner.
French Montana. Like, you know, we got to go a little.
Is he a rapper?
French Montana, yeah.
I thought he just dated Chloe.
But no, he's a rapper.
Well, they all date rappers, but
he's a rapper.
But he's a rapper.
Is he a rapper? Is he like how Tyga is a rapper?
He's a rapper. You know,
I like him better than Tyga.
All these guys are rappers. I mean, rappers. They all make appearances on the Vixen playlist. They're actually rappers.
But like, that's the thing. It's like, are they rappers?
That is like the bar of success.
Listen, I have to tell you, the other day at work, I got like really annoyed about something, and my boss like saw that I was having a bad day, and he's like, just go to your office and just go hide for like the next, like just hide for the last hour. And I was like, great, perfect. And I'm like, what can I put on to like block everybody out? And I put on the Vixen playlist, and I was that listening to just amazing. Gangster rap all afternoon. And I was like, nope, never really meet them.
And but I want some gangster rap.
And I want to know if they're like rappers. Are they like that 80th person that said, yo? Like,
all rappers started with just that.
Yeah.
No, but like, you know how like one song has like
80
like, people and they all get money from it.
You are like, which that's how like Puff Daddy started making money.
Right, he was just going, like,
yeah.
And then he gets like in the next song he gets a sentence, and then in the next song he gets a whole verse, and then in the next song he's like half the song, and then finally he gets his own song.
And then he has a whole mixtape, and nobody listens to it.
Lil Wayne climbed the ladder, bro.
Lil Wayne was on Bling Bling.
That's right, he was.
Wow.
Every time I come around the corner, bling bling.
I love where he is now. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
What?
Is that him?
Holla.
No, that's not. Oh, Lord. How old are you?
I don't listen to gangster fucking rap.
That's exactly what I was going to say. She has a very young soul.
I don't listen to gangster rap. And Drake is not gangster rap.
God, you sounded so mom right now.
I don't listen to the gangster rap joke. I'm like, I just don't do it. I listen to freestyle at the most.
I like the freestyle.
I like the
boom
retro
boom music.
I like
Stevie
the
B.
Rock. And me and like gangster rap.
I like the rock
like,
and roll.
Yeah,
like, I like the heavy metal.
If you want,
Christy listens to like 97.3 The Coast.
That's not even the coast anymore.
It doesn't.
No, 97.3 plays like. It plays freestyle music and it plays like music kind of from the 2000s. Bro, it's awesome.
I don't listen to the radio anymore.
Guys,
so I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it still exists, except that it's not the like 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. It's now the 90s, 2000s, and today.
About,
so yeah, freestyle.
Oh, 93.9 is what I think.
102.7. Yes, magic doesn't exist. Magic is now the beach.
102.7.
Which that.
So bad.
Which is that jingles.
We are so gone from where we started, you guys.
Because we cannot believe
what else?
I blame Q.
I'm on realm 40. That's right.
You're gonna get in.
I don't fucking care. You're going. I'm coming in.
If you can't figure it out, let me know because I want to go too.
Can you drive the bus?
I want to go to the one where Jon Snow and Khal Drogo existed in the same universe. That's where I want.
But I don't want to be with the White Walkers. Like I'm.
If I have Jon Snow, who's got a Valyrian steel sword that can kill them, yeah, I'm good.
But they have a fucking dragon now.
So I have two. Yeah.
She's not
Thank
wrong.
You, Daenerys.
Khaleesi. Can we talk about Jason Momoa and Emilia Clarke's pictures on Instagram real quick? Because that melted my heart. Like, that made me so happy to see them together on Instagram. And he was like, she makes me feel like a cow. And I was like,
my moon and stars.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he and Lisa Bonet weren't actually married.
No.
Really?
They just got married.
Had kids, but they were like... Just like
Stephanie, people can have children outside of wedlock. I know it's kind of weird.
I understand that. No, I'm just. I thought they were married.
Well, everybody thought they were married, but
they're not. They are now. But they like just like eloped recently. Oh. I didn't know they weren't married.
But that relationship makes sense, though.
Oh, it totally makes sense. Like, the dirtiness makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they just, like, looked up, like, they're attractive unwashed. Like, it works.
Yeah, they don't look like they shower, though.
No, they don't.
No,
but that's fine.
But Jason Momoa has never looked like he showered.
No, and that's fine. I'm fine
with that. Well, he did look like he showered when he was on Baywatch.
That means that he looked like he dipped in the water.
Yeah.
Still doesn't look like he showered. He looked like
a beach bum. He took a swim in the ocean.
He thus lived on the beach. Sure. Doesn't mean he showered.
It's okay.
You're right.
Does that bother anybody here?
I mean, at all.
No. Not with Jason Momoa, no.
No, that's totally fine.
See, he's pretty and dirty.
So the guys in our group chat yesterday asked us to pick between him and Hemsworth, and I'm like, why would you do that to me?
That's like
Sophie's choice. Like, why would you do that?
I would.
Take one A and one B. I know you would pick Hemsworth.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
But Hemsworth's prettier.
Which Hemsworth?
With Chris.
Whichever one you want. No. Okay.
Thor.
But long-haired Thor or short-haired Thor?
Yes, long-haired Thor.
Then no.
No, you know what? I am all about this short-haired Thor.
No.
Oh my God. When they showed him on screen and he took his shirt off, I was like,
Yeah. Short-haired.
My mother.
I love your mom.
Okay, wait. Don't get me wrong. I'll still take short-haired Thor. But if I have a choice, I want long-haired Thor.
I know. No, I really like
short-haired Thor. In the middle of the movie, I look at her. I'm like, can we get Oliver's haircut that way? Because it's really cute.
I took my mom to see Thor. And when the scene, if you have not seen Thor, there is a scene. Shocker. Thor Ragnarok. Shocker. There is a scene where Chris Hemsworth is shirtless.
Yeah.
And when he comes out shirtless, my mother grabs my arm and goes, mira.
My mom did that to me when we were watching the first Thor. She was like, Jesus Christ.
No, my mother, like, is all about two men when it comes to movies.
I love your mom.
It's all about Thor, which she calls Thor.
Thor.
She doesn't say the H.
Right.
Oh, she sounds like Sophie.
Says Thor. And Chris Pine. So my mom does not have that taste.
Your mom likes the Chris's.
Loves Chris Pine.
She
watches Star Trek because of Chris Pine.
She's got great taste. I mean,
she doesn't understand my Sebastian Stan obsession, but it's
okay.
Because she never saw him not dirty. Not Winter Soldier. The last Captain America.
He should be cleaner coming up.
Yeah. And the last Captain America, when he cut his hair, she was like, oh, this is better. I can do this. I'm like, Mom, I need to show you Gossip Girl and Kings. Like, I need to show you the early work. But, you know, my mom has...
He's like such an asshole on Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's not even get into
Gossip
Girl.
We're not talking about it right now.
I don't even want to go there.
I can't handle Gossip Girl right now. I can't talk about it. I can't go there. I'm still processing.
I can't deal with it.
I'm still processing it.
No.
I'm still processing
it. I can't.
I can't handle that. I don't want to talk about it because it's not... God.
Let's move on.
I can't accept it.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
We'll tell you off mic because apparently we're not getting into it yet. Okay, so let's go. Let's circle back to the medium real quick because I just thought of something else. Because I just thought of something else that I really enjoyed because we're laughing and we're enjoying our time together. I like that he told us that we have lifetimes, at least five lifetimes.
And I love the fact and cue.
Yeah.
I love the fact that, like, not only did he say...
Her voice got so much higher.
Like, he said, like, we asked him,
I feel like I'm about to see your nipple.
It's possibility, but I have a really, like, deep bra going on.
Said...
I didn't know where you were going. I thought you were going to see a deep-seated nipple.
A black bra.
You're not wearing a black bra. No, it looks black.
Dude.
Oh, it looks black.
It's black.
Mine's black.
Like, we asked Aminian, like, if we had known each other or been friends in the past, and I was expecting him to go with just... us three.
Yeah.
And when he threw Q and I was like, I knew it.
We knew it all along.
This is why we were connected.
We were connected on Facebook without ever actually meeting in person. Like, I knew it. When I feel this connection with people online, it's fucking real.
It's real.
Like, that's why we're like, we know Q. Yes. That's why we drunk dialed Q all the time. Drunk texted. Hey, Q, what you doing?
Oddly enough, I always answer. Always up. So I was like, I'm really sorry to say. I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'm
awake. Drunk texting me.
And it's good. It's fine. Oh my God!
Sleep, so
no, I don't. You know.
That was good.
That was cool.
And I don't know if that's like real or not or whatever. But like, I feel in general, like he either just said it because it was going to make us happy, but he said other things to not make us happy. So
he could have said it because he just felt the vibe. Like, I still also believe that there's certain things that you can just like figure out. Like, you could just have like intuition that there is like a connection or that there's a certain bond. You know, I might see some people, I'm like, oh, you guys seem like you're, you know, XYZ, or you must have known each other forever. You just pick up on those things sometimes.
Looking at the four of us, I feel like, well, Christy and I had time to bond because we worked together for, what, 2 years? I think I was.
Yeah, but that's not where we bonded.
No, we've bonded way more outside of work, but we had time to get to know each other, to talk, like, just slowly build our friendship. I've known her for 15 years, but you, I just met you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just met you for the first time, like, 6 months ago, yeah. And I'm like, I know her.
You walked like, in the door for the lesbian adjacent stuff, and it was like, it's cute.
They're my best friends. Or like the first time I met you, I think you were doing a Geekmore. I can't fucking get them confused all the time. You were doing a Geekmore.
I was doing Geekmore.
She's finally in my house.
Yeah, I was like, finally.
I'm so excited. Hi. To meet you. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so happy. This makes me like,
I know you're right. It's really funny. Steph was really happy too. She was just like, my worlds are colliding and you're going to love them. I was like, well, I already loved her on Facebook. Like everything. I was always like, that's cool. That's awesome.
Did you
that's
see fantastic. What Oliver told me today?
No, I didn't see that.
He walks.
Oh yeah, no, with the luggage,
he
right?
He has like a little rolling suitcase that's like child size, and he walks out of his room. He's like, "I'm leaving, I'm leaving," and he just kept saying, "I'm leaving," and waiting for me to ask him. So I'm like, "Okay, Oliver, where are you going?" He goes, "Voy a buscar un pollo." I'm gonna go find a chicken, and I'm like,
"But he was hungry. Like boy was hungry.
Chicken or like one for dinner? Like
well, this is
probably like a nugget.
The neighborhood that I live in.
Oh, it's maybe a real one. It might be a real one.
I mean, this
was he like gonna practice a Santeria ritual?
Because that's where I went, and I'm like, listen. He I mean,
he was preparing the for theme. A medium episode. Yeah,
go with the theme of this episode.
Yeah,
I feel
like Oliver was like picking up on the vibes, and he's like, I need to take matters into my own hands in this house.
My sister's sleepwalking. My mom thinks she's going crazy. I need a chicken.
We need a chicken in this house, and I'm going to get shit done.
Was I the only one while watching Thor? I mean, while watching Thor and watching
no spoilers.
Like, the scenes like with Hulk, like I kept watching Hulk, and I'm like, this is Oliver, like him no, like, yeah. pouting around and like stomping and stuff, and I was like,
that's why Oliver was Thor for Halloween. I mean, not Thor,
Hulk
for Halloween last year was his main costume, and this year he had to wear a costume to school. I'm like, you're gonna be fucking Hulk again because it still fits, number one, but it fits you perfectly because you're an ass.
there were like points where he would like say something or he would like stomp and he would get like annoyed and like throw something. I'm like, no, this is Oliver. Like, yeah. This is Oliver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're soulmates, him and Hulk.
I get it. I will tell you, like, not to give away a spoiler, Hulk is the one point that I got teary in the whole movie.
Why would you get teary?
I'm trying to think like, which part? We'll talk about it off mic because I can't.
But I love, like...
I don't understand why people get teary, so
well,
whatever.
Because
you're a fucking robot.
Stephanie, here's the thing.
It's fine.
People... Sometimes things happen and they see things and it causes an emotional reaction.
Emotions are feelings.
Yes, yes, yes. Good, good, good. Emotions
things you feel feelings. In your soul.
And sometimes there's these things that happen and they're called tear ducts.
They open
and
up.
And they open up and they allow for like droplets of water-ish H2O things to come out.
Salty H2O.
He's gonna kick my ass.
And it's gonna feel great and it's gonna bring the water to her tear ducts.
But then she's gonna get rusty. That's not okay.
See, here's
and
the
then
thing.
She's gonna get the Botox.
Here's the thing. She looks different, so I'm a little scared of her again.
She's not the half blonde princess anymore.
I'm not scared again. Now she's like
it's full blonde.
She's full regained blonde. Her power.
I was like building an immunity and shit.
So I was trying to Okay, we're getting into superheroes now. So I was talking to Sophie about Superman. I don't know how this conversation came up. So she was talking to me about Superman. She's like, Mommy, do you know Superman is really strong and he shoots lasers out of his eyes and like all this stuff? And I'm like, yeah, Mommy. She goes, Mommy, why is he so strong? I'm like, because he's an alien. And she's like, what? I'm like, I feel really bad because I think I did a bad job explaining it. And I'm like, wait. She's like, well, why is he an alien? I'm like, well, he's an alien. So his body looks like ours, but it's different. And he gets his power from the sun. And she's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, the sun charges him. Like, it gives him strength. And like, the more sun.
By the way, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah. I'm like super proud right now. I'm like, you're not wrong so far. No, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're good.
Do you see the room that we're in? Yeah, do you see all the Superman crap? Like, I know the Superman, I know.
Listen,
you
could be tuning him out. You can only ignore so much before it starts to
Superman, but like, it's Superman. Who doesn't know Superman? You know?
My wife. My wife.
All right, V.
Yeah, V.
I try to be on your side.
She tunes me out really good.
But really, like, really good. But it's Superman. He's like freaking basic. Like, he's super good.
Superman's a basic bitch.
He really is a basic bitch. He's good 100%. Like, he has no evil.
That's a good title.
Superman is a basic bitch. Superman is a basic bitch.
It's definitely a hashtag, at least.
So she was like, but she was struggling to understand the fact that Superman gets his power from the sun. So I'm like, mommy, you know how mommy has to plug in her phone and it gets battery and the battery runs out, but when I unplug it, it still has battery? But she's like, oh, because then at night Superman doesn't have power. And I'm like, no, it's like the phone. So I'm like,
it's like a solar panel.
Yeah, I'm like, when you plug in the phone, you know, like when mommy tells you the phone doesn't have battery and I need to plug it in, she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, Superman gets his power from the sun, so when he's in the sun, he's plugged in. So when the sun goes away, he's unplugged, but he still has power inside. She was like, oh. So I'm like, okay, cool. I think she gets it.
I think I got this.
You couldn't have just said that, like, he gets his power, like, it helps him grow, like, fucking plants.
No.
Are you going to try to do, like,
I'm just saying. Like,
try to turn me into poison ivy for real?
Okay, that's true.
But there's, just because he's a Superman, do you know, like, and I'm trying to remember where it comes from, and it's from a movie or something like that, but my mother has taught Nathan. And so my kid walks around the house singing, Superman, man, man, I love you, Superman, man.
What?
I don't know where that's from, actually.
Neither do I, but it's got to be from something because my mom didn't just create it. But my mom has always said it, and she says it so much to Nathan that now Nathan goes around the house going, Mommy, Superman, man, man, I love you, Superman, man, man. And I'm like,
okay,
we're a Marvel house. Cut that shit out.
I was going to ask you, I had a question that has nothing to do with our topic, but given that all of your husbands are like specific about nerds. Certain nerd geek stuff,
like,
and
nerds.
You named
what?
Like, what?
What?
What
are you talking about?
But it's funny that Oliver is like Hulk, but he's named after Green Arrow, right? And so is there like a superhero you don't show your kids because it's like, like, I don't know, like, if you were to raise, like, a kid that's not supposed to be a Gator because you're a UM fan, like, you know what I mean? Like, if Sophie were to say, I hate Superman, do you think that Neri would
throw her out of this house immediately?
But can I tell you that Neri does not want to push Superman?
Okay.
So that they don't be like, well, my dad likes Superman, so fuck Superman.
That's why he's not pushing it.
He doesn't have that rejection.
He's not pushing. My dad always threw him down my throat. So I hate him and I like Iron Man.
Exactly. So the only one that he's like, pushed, but not really pushed, like we exposed her to, was the new Wonder Woman movie.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But he's never been like, don't read this, don't do that.
Right.
But Neri's a DC guy. Like, my aunt sent me a picture, like a professional photo of this little boy. He's probably like 5. And he's standing in his boxer briefs. He has his back to the camera. And he's facing like a laundry, like the line.
Yeah.
And all that's hanging is superhero costumes. But there's two, most of them are Marvel, but two are DC. And he's like, the fuck are they mixing? He's like, they should either be, Neri is all about not mixing.
He would have hated our house.
See, Dave is the opposite. Yeah. Like, we're all for like mixing
everything.
The fandoms.
Same here. Right.
Like, we actually, for when we're probably going to move like within the year, and when we've already talked about like when we redo Lincoln's room, like we're probably just going to, instead of sticking to like one fandom, we're just probably gonna do just like a whole
geek,
like a geek fandom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just, we're all for mixing the whole, we actually kind of want to do like, you know how you see like the coexist bumper sticker of doing like a geek version.
I have one in the back of my car.
Oh, okay.
And it's like the O is Captain America's shield.
Yeah.
Like I got one at a con. They sold the decal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can. So you said you're a Marvel house.
Here's the thing, we're a Marvel house because Jeff's favorite, like in general, we like Marvel movies and Marvel characters.
Well, I mean,
they
just do better.
But Jeff's like favorite all time character is Deadpool.
Ah, it's a cute picture, right?
My favorite all time character is Harley.
Mina.
So
I think that's a really cute.
Well, so you both totally like the jokesters.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Which there's tons of Harley and Deadpool art. So it's perfect for us. But when it comes, and then, well, but my favorite Marvel character is Winter Soldier.
Whoa, that's for sex level.
But that's grown up.
Yeah, but like Nathan, Nathan's first, like the nursery.
But Oliver makes such a cute Clark Kent, so I can't.
Yeah, like Nathan's nursery, we did it superheroes, but we didn't stick to one thing. Like we actually got his name in like it was letters, and each letter was a name, and like we had it was Captain America, Spider-Man, Superman, Batman, Iron Man, and one other person. I can't remember what it is right now. But right. So, Green Arrow. Green Lantern. Sorry, not Green Arrow. So we had like a mix already in his room. So we don't really push. And like Nathan likes, like he has toys of, he loves Hulk.
Got it.
Because it's a child.
Because Hulk smash.
Yeah.
And you know, he loves Captain America. He loves Thor. And Iron Man, because he has all those toys. But you ask him what his favorite character is, and he'll tell you Batman.
Okay.
Yeah. Never seen anything, but he has a Batman car. He has little.
Yeah, there's more Batman merchandise.
Yeah, anyways. It's kind of the same thing. And even extending beyond superheroes, like Link is into like Star Wars, and he's into Ninja Turtles, and it's.
Well, I asked that because if it's true that kids choose their parents, I hope that the kids knows that they need to like Harry Potter. Or I'm disowning them. Like that's just not.
Sophie likes Harry Potter.
Okay, like good because I'm like
I'm
nah.
waiting
because
we on went Harry Potter.
On Saturday. No,
you should wait because it should
I'm
be
I'm waiting because I know that because he's already like pretty geeky, like he's already
so you already kind of know you're like
stuff, so I kind of know what I have,
right?
And I know that I like we already know like certain things that we're saving for him so that like we that he needs to be a little bit older to appreciate, and I know he needs to be older to appreciate Harry Potter.
Most definitely.
So I'm waiting till at least 5, if not later.
Well, the only thing I did
only
do
seen
was
the first 3 movies. I haven't shown her. I have the first animated, the illustrated book.
Oh yeah.
And I tried reading it to her, but her concentration is not there
yet. It's too much. What I would say is reading her Tales of Beetle the Bard.
Yeah.
Because it's fairy tale stories.
I have that one.
I've even considered like. It's just probably impractical because he'll find out about it way before. But I've even considered waiting till 6th grade.
Oh, I want like in my
Oliver
perfect
found a stick that looks like a wand.
Oh yes, he did. In my perfect world of it's like, I would be reading the kid Tales of Beetle the Bard until they get into the 6th grade,
right.
And I would do the whole year by year thing and read the book and
because I think
do
I
the
was
whole nine.
I think I was in 8th grade when I first started reading Harry Potter. So by the time I was done and Deathly Hallows came out, like we had just graduated high school.
She's like, I was in my 4th year of college.
I was in my 3rd or 4th year of college.
I was
when
totally
I first
joking.
Started reading the Harry Potter books. I read it in college.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you want me to talk about.
Well, I'm sorry. I just had a question. Like, I'm going to have to have like a talking geek version of Mamas and Merlot where I get to ask you questions
because I don't want to invite us on the fucking show.
Yes. We're
yes.
talking about
yes because I don't have like we don't have kids, like all of us on our end we're like, man, we are the kids, you know.
Well,
like,
whenever you want.
That was definitely. My life for a very good amount of time with Jeff.
Yeah,
well, more like he is the kid.
Yeah, I am the kid.
He's still the kid.
I'm still the kid.
Well, yeah, and Sophie's only seen the first 3 movies, and on Saturday we went to the Gables because they were having like the movie theater in the Gables was having like a family thing. And while we were waiting in line for her to get her face painted, they had a poster that they're showing all the Harry Potter movies. And she was like, Mommy, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. And I'm like,
she didn't get scared? Because I had kids in my
Well, she's
theater.
Only seen the first 3.
No, I had like an 8-year-old kid get legit scared from the first Harry Potter and the second one when the snake's whispering. And
that
Harry doesn't
scary.
Know what to do. And then there's like a petrified cat with blood on the
See,
wall.
But my kid's into fucking horror. Yeah.
Right. So,
so
it's different.
Sophie
no, that's why I was wondering.
And
like
zombies and stuff.
Kids range. So, and I, where we work, it's in an area where our kids are a little bit more.
Dude, the
sheltered.
Other day we were watching, like, we were on a, like, the Stranger Things binge and we were watching, like, the last episode where, I mean, do you guys care about Stranger
no.
Things?
No, I saw the last episode, even though
do
apparently I'm a.
We're watching the episode where Bob.
To our guest.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert.
Care.
Where Bob kind of.
I should care.
Yeah, yeah.
That,
yeah, yeah. You should
I don't
care.
Watch
Stranger Things is awesome. That's what I'm telling you. You should watch it because it's awesome.
Well, whatever. When
yeah,
Bob,
when Bob, yeah.
When
yeah,
Bob,
yeah.
And he walks in the middle of that episode as that whole thing
oh,
is going
wow.
down.
Oh.
And I'm not going to, I mean,
you're going to just like, kid, it's late.
Danger.
You know what? Like, no.
And he sat there and he was like, this is cool. And he watched it. No,
that's awesome.
Not scared. Nothing.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Like,
I feel like if you start introducing kids to stuff like that super young, when they do get to like 6, 7, 8, 9, when they're having nightmares, it's not like it's stuff that they're just used to.
Yeah, I mean, I think everything's different. I mean, we grew up where movies were different when we were growing up. Like, shit, like, I was watching Freddy Krueger way before I should have been watching fucking Freddy Krueger and a lot of other shit.
No, I was pretty shielded from all that stuff, so now I'm terrified and I can't watch that shit.
Oh, no, I was not shielded, and instead I was,
thrust on you?
I was yelled at and scolded when I would hide behind the pillow. My tia abuela would always be like, pendeja! Esto no es real. And I was just like, quítate eso. Like,
see, my grandmother loves horror, actually. My grandmother, she's so weird. She would always call la película de misterio. And she would always, hay una película de misterio, vela conmigo. So, for our non-Spanish speaking listeners.
Yeah.
My grandmother would call them like mystery movies, but they weren't horrible. Like, I remember watching Psycho with her. Yeah. Like the original, like Norman Bates Psycho, like the original black and white Hitchcock Psycho. And I remember watching like Hellraiser with her and shit like that. So, but she was, I would watch horror movies with my grandma when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I watched, for those of you my tia abuela, my grandfather's sister, my great aunt used to call me a pendecker. When I would hide behind the pillow watching scary movies. So I guess it was just different. So back to mediums, right?
Yeah.
End of this episode.
I think it's time to
we're done, guys. I got
to
work tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I knew that it was late when I got a little heart emoji from the wife. I was like, you normally don't bother me when I'm out. It must be late. And this is your toe in the water.
Hey, are you coming?
Where the fuck are you?
I got his toe in the water and it's like, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Does that mean something?
No. Oh. If there's a follow-up, like, I just got the heart, so that's just like, hey, it's been late. A while. It's, you know, like I said, we haven't talked to each other because I even forgot to tell her that I had gotten here. And it was like, my bad. And so literally I got a hey, and I was like, you're right. I'm so sorry. I've been here for like an hour. If there's a follow-up message, then either she wants something, like she'll probably message me in like 10 minutes and be like, so do she you pass by be... anything? No. Oh, more like no. Food. Like a snack. Like a snack.
I want ice cream.
Yeah. Are you passing by anywhere? That's usually what I'll get.
I was trying to be nice.
I wish.
Oh, all right, guys.
Because I got that one already.
Oh, you got a dick pic?
I did. Okay. So I was like,
you didn't announce it? Like,
no, because people were busy. So I
was mine's sleeping.
That's what. Listen, if I get home right now and I even think I'm gonna have sex right now, she's gonna laugh in my face. Well, like, it's like, so late. She's gonna be like,
wait, do you know what fucking time it is?
Yeah, he was like, oh shit. He's like, I don't know that I'm gonna wait up for you. I'm like, don't. Please don't.
Do me the favor.
It's okay.
Don't.
Really,
really, seriously.
It's okay.
It's totally
I promise,
fine.
Babe. It's okay. All right. So, round the table. I believe in mediums. Not this dude.
I believe in mediums. Not this dude.
Chrissy,
I believe in mediums. Not this dude.
I want to believe in them. I definitely don't believe this dude.
All right, cool. So that is the only question we were asked. We answered it. Let's talk about our wine real quick. The mamas, again, we drank the 14 Hands Hot to Trot Red Blend. I really liked it. It's very smooth. I enjoyed it. Christy?
I enjoed it. If you recommended it to us,
please let us know so we can thank you.
I know somebody did. I really know somebody did.
I don't remember, so I can't say for sure, but I liked it. Did you like it, Steph?
I didn't have that much of it just because I'm on medication and I can't drink as much as I used to. But yeah, I liked it.
And Q had the Ruffino Pinot Grigio, which I also had some, and I know Chrissy did too.
And it was good. It was
you
good.
Liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your kid.
I know, I heard it.
I wanted to take a minute to thank, we have a new podcast review.
Ooh.
From Hollywood Marcus. And he told us it's his new favorite podcast. Even being an unmarried guy with no kids, this is by far my favorite podcast. I can't help but smile and have my eyes light up whenever I see a new episode pop up on my phone. He goes on to tell us that we're freaking amazing. And that's just,
just awesome.
Shortening it up.
Is that on the iTunes?
Yes. We awesome. Had a 5-star yeah. iTunes review. So we always like to shout it out to us to keep the amazing work. And he encourages all his friends to listen and he links them episodes because he wants them to love us as much as he does.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus. We love you too. And we hope that we entertain you and that, you know, you keep listening.
Awesome.
Yay. Yay. Vanessa went away. So I don't know what to do.
Are we supposed to wrap this up?
Yeah, we are.
What the fuck? I don't know what to do. How do I stop?
Guys, you can follow us on, I got it, guys. Make sure you follow us, like us, review us, the whole nine. We, as always, are part of the Geek Bro Network, where you can also check out the What's Up Bro, Mount Geekmore, the Shiver podcast, the Talking Geek podcast, Comedy Fitness, and
Zeros on Heroes.
Zeros on Heroes and Unsung Heroes.
And What's Good?
Yeah. And What's Good.
And also,
the Talking Geek. And VTunes, which is going to be a part of this as well. And a whole bunch of other stuff. You can also follow me at Cue the Mic either on Instagram or Twitter or my podcast, The Talking Geek. We just did a Stranger Things. So if you heard a little bit of Stranger Things talk, we just had a Stranger Geek episode, which is really, really good. So make sure you check that out. Other than that.
Yeah, email us, message us. We're on all social media under Mamas and Merlot. If you want to email us, mamasandmerlot@gmail.com. MOMMASANDMERLOT.
Oh, you did good.
Yeah, I looked at it as I was spelling it. Yeah, Vanessa does that.
Yeah, I know. I could tell the freak out that everybody had. I was like, okay, I'll take the reins, guys.
Faces of panic. I'm like, Vanessa left and it's like DEFCON 5.
So thank you for listening and
cheers.